Hey, hey, Paula, I wanna marry you. Hey, hey, Paula, no one else could ever do. I've waited so long for school to be through. Paula, I can't wait no more for you, my love, my love.
Hey, Paula, I've been waiting for you. Hey, 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 Paula, I want to marry you too. If you love me true, if you love me still, our love will always be.
Wishes we've made will come true, my love, hey, hey, Paula, I've been waiting for you.
No excuse not to cruise. Get it on your desktop or laptop at WGCMAM.com. And you can download the free app for your smartphone there too. On your radio at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM. We are cruising WGCM.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Mississippi Army National Guard. Aired by the Mississippi Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Your wife is calling.
Hello?
Babe, I just totaled my car.
Are you okay?
I'm okay, but the car is totaled. What a waste.
All that matters is that you're okay. It's not a waste. We can take the auto parts to PGM of Texas.
PGM of Texas?
Yeah, PGM of Texas pays top dollar for scrap metals, auto parts, and even catalytic converters.
Catalytic converters? Don't you need a VIN number to sell?
Yeah, you need your VIN number, make and model, but that's easy. And it's your car, and you sell any parts off of it you want.
That's awesome. Let's make the most of this bad situation. I'm going to call PGM of Texas right now.
PGM of Texas Gulf Coast always pays top dollar cash for a variety of scrap metals, including auto parts. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4:15, 8 till 4 Friday, and always during lunch. PGM of Texas Gulf Coast, America's largest recycler of catalytic converters. Exit 38 Gulfport.
Here's your forecast from the Mississippi Power Weather Center. A 50% chance of afternoon showers remaining in there. Partly cloudy otherwise. High 92 today. Tonight, partly cloudy and warm with a low of 76. Tomorrow, some sunshine, but a 50% rain chance again with a high of 92 again tomorrow. 40% on Thursday. Highs around 90 then.
Music you can dance to. We're talking the Twist, the Hully Gully, even the Funky Chicken. Cruise and WGCM.
Summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? It doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk hotter than a match head.
But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright.
And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, in the summer, in the city.
Cool town, even in the city. Dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty. Gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop. Running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop.
But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright.
And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, in the summer, in the city.
Copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shuckers season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike. And the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State.
Reset and the 2-2. And Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry. And the first home run at AA for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
For the first time in the 2022 Southern League season, the Biloxi Shuckers visit Madison, Alabama, and Toyota Field, the home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Thomas and Thrill will be joined alongside Garrett Green. It is game one of a six-game series between the Trash Pandas and Biloxi. Both of these two teams split a series a few weeks back in Biloxi. And the Shuckers coming off a shortened five-game series because of the weather down on the Gulf Coast, in which they dropped four of the five games, including a doubleheader on Sunday. Let's talk about that doubleheader briefly and the series. Well, Justin Jarvis, who is one of the additions in the pitching side of things, got his double-A start and debut on a Sunday in game one. The Shuckers fell 7-3, but Jarvis allowed just two earned runs and crossed five innings, walked three, and struck out five. Looked pretty sharp besides that two-run second inning, which the Shuckers quickly answered two of their own. A Jason Lopez two RBI single up the middle. Hits were hard to come by, though. Shuckers had just three of them in the shortened seven-inning contest since we were playing the doubleheader. But Lopez was, those were the really only runs on the game. Thomas Dillard, a solo home run in the sixth inning. That was Dillard's only hit of the contest. He did reach base twice, the lookouts out hitting the Shuckers 10-3. And most of those hits coming in the four-run six and another in the seventh inning, and which Michael Ciani, three-run home run. That was the cherry on top for the lookouts. And then in game two, the Shuckers were shut out for the fifth time of the season. Robbie Hitt is the losing pitcher in that six-run sixth inning. The Shuckers have allowed some big innings this season, but got a good start out of Nick Bennett, the southpaw, in 4 2/3 shutout innings. Walked three, allowed three hits, and a struck out six. Bennett has really been the rock in the rotation for the Shuckers, especially with the news of Robert Gasser being promoted today. The number eight prospect in the Brewers system, who was acquired to the Josh Hader deal at the trade deadline, announced today that he's moving up to AAA Nashville. And so Bennett looks to be the prime candidate in the rotation, but it's a deep rotation, and we'll see another pitcher go today who can provide that depth. And the writer T.J. Shook out of South Carolina, he goes opposite of one of the league's best in Coleman Crow. We come back here on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from Toyota Field. We'll get to the rest starting lineups on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, Follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And welcome back to Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama, the home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas, the AA affiliate, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Trash Pandas 70-50 record, 29-22 in the second half. They won the first half crown, and right now in prime position to win the second half as well. Shuckers 57-60 overall in the season, 23-27 in the second half. Shuckers have dropped their last three games and dropped 4-5 in the last series against the Lookouts. Here is starting nine for Biloxi, the visitors today. Leading off is the center fielder Corey Ray, followed by the shortstop out of Elon University and Cam Devaney. Batting third and playing right field is Garrett Whitley. And the cleanup spot, the designator out of Ole Miss and Thomas Dillard. Felix Valerio hits fifth and plays second base. And the sixth spot, the switch hitting first baseman out of Central Michigan, in Xavier Warren. Batting seventh and doing the catching is Brent Diaz. Left fielder Gabe Holt hits eighth, currently on a five-game on base streak. Gabe had a really good series last time against Chattanooga. And rounding out the starting nine is the third baseman and the switch hitter, Jason Coca. Shuckers send the right-hander TJ Shook a 3-1 record, a 4.90 ERA to the bump. He goes opposite of the right-hander, Coleman Crow, 9-2 record, a 4.78 earn run average. Now the starting nine for the home team today, and the Trash Pandas again won the first half crown and currently three-game lead on the Tennessee Smokies for first place in the North Division standings of the Southern League in the second half. Right fielder Aaron Whitefield, who didn't play against the Shuckers in the last series back at MGM Park, he is the leadoff man tonight. Second baseman Levon Soto hits second, followed by the first round pick this year by the Angels out of Campbell University, the shortstop, Zach Neto. The cleanup man is the Angels' number one prospect. The catcher was acquired from the Philadelphia Phillies at the trade deadline, Logan Ohapi. Former Auburn Tiger first baseman Sonny DeShera bats fifth. And the sixth spot, the son of the former major leaguer Preston Palmeiro, is a DH. Playing left field, batting seventh is Jeremiah Jackson. The switch hitting third baseman Kevin Maiton hits eighth. And the former Clemson Tiger, the center fielder Bryce Teodosio, hits ninth. Again, TJ Shook opposite of Coleman Crow, our pitching matchup tonight. We come back, it's our picks to click, and we take a look at the standings in the Southern League. That's next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids. Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, sir.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove specializes in contractor's equipment. If you're working on a job and need a specific power tool, Milner can make your job easier. Milner even carries mini excavators, trenchers, light towers, compressors, pumps, and lifts. And that doesn't even scratch the surface on all the equipment Milner has to help contractors get the job done right and on time. Go by and see them today on Dito Road near Highway 49 Gulfport. Save time and money and get the job done right the first time.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Welcome back to Toyota Field, the home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas, for this game one of a six-game series against the Biloxi Shuckers. Thomas and Terrell return alongside Garrett Green. It's time now for our picks to click in tonight's contest. And so, Garrett, we start over with you. Who is your pick to click tonight?
I am going to go with the Shuckers shortstop, Cam Devaney, as my pick to click this evening. Cam really enjoyed playing here last season. He hit a home run off of Reed Detmers, who's obviously up at the big league level now. So give me Cam Devaney as my pick to click in this evening's game.
Well, I like it. I'm going to go back to the man who I just kept clicking and hitting in the last series against Chattanooga, in Gabe Holt. Five-game on-base streak, was 5-for-15 in that short and five-game set. So give me Gabe Holt playing left field today for the second time this season tonight.
And we saw him playing left field when we were there in Montgomery. So Gabe not playing at home out in left field, but definitely getting to play some left while we were here on the road in Rocket City.
That definitely is a little bit different than playing at MGM Park, and obviously a North Division team. So this is the only time that you will play here this season. Well, the Trash Pandas run out from the home first base dugout and their white uniform, his American flag being unfolded in center field. Well, the national anthem first pitch on the other side on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown.
See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama, it is game number 1 in a 6-game tilt between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Rocket City Trash Pandas. A very pleasant good evening, everybody, alongside Thomas Zinzarella. Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into tonight 57-60 on the year. They're 23-27 in the Southern League second half and have an outside chance to make the playoffs as they are now 8.5 games back of the Montgomery Biscuits. As for the Rocket City Trash Pandas, 70-50 on the year. They're 29-22 in the Southern League second half. That puts them 3 games in front of the Tennessee Smokies. One more time, here's the starting lineup for the Shuckers this evening. Leading off is the center fielder, Corey Ray. Cam Devaney follows him at short, and Garrett Whitley, the right fielder, bats third. In the cleanup spot is the designated hitter, Thomas Dillard. Felix Valerio is at second, and Xavier Warren, the switch-hitting first baseman, bats sixth. In the seventh spot, the center fielder, Brent Diaz. Gabe Holt out in left, and rounding it all out is the third baseman, Jason Coca. Big ol' opposite the right-hander, Coleman Crow, 9-2 this year with a 4.78 ERA. And the Biloxi Shuckers are led by sixth-year manager Mike Guerrero. Shuckers are in their royal blue jersey tops tonight. They have white names and numbers on the back. They have on the gray pants, and they have on the blue caps with the interlocking white ES for Biloxi Shuckers. As for the Rocket City Trash Pandas, they're in their home white jerseys tonight. They have Trash Pandas in black lettering outlined in red on the front. They have blue numbers on the back outlined in red, and they have on the white pants with the light blue caps this evening. Very pleasant evening for baseball here in Madison, just outside of Huntsville, 82 degrees. Right before first pitch, it'll feel like 88 tonight down on the diamond. As Corey Ray stands in from the left side for the Shuckers to face off against the right-hander Coleman Crow. Play ball signal is given by our home plate umpire, Dexter Kelly, and the first offer on the way is low and outside, and we're off and running at 6:37 p.m. Central Time here at Toyota Field. Thrilled you are with us on this Tuesday night. The kick and the 1-0, and Ray takes a fastball right at the knees for a strike. Well, the count is 1-1 to Corey. As we said, 82 degrees at first pitch, partly cloudy, but mostly clear. There was some rain in the area today. As a 1-1 breaking ball is fouled off by Ray. On the count of ball and 2 strikes to Corey. Well, certainly better than the weather down in Biloxi and Gulfport right now, where it is raining and has had some heavy rain. So hope that if you're listening back in Biloxi, everybody is safe and sound. Crow in a 1-2 count to Ray. The right-hander deals, and Ray checks his swing. They appeal down to third, and Tom O'Neill rings up Corey Ray. So it's a strikeout for Coleman Crow to get things going tonight here in Madison.
And let's meet the Trash Pandas defense tonight. Starting on the outfield left to right, Jeremiah Jackson, Bryce Teodosio, and Aaron Whitefield. On the infield dirt, it's Kevin Maitana at third base. Zach Nettle, Levon Soto up the middle. Sonny DeShera at first, and Logan O'Hoppe doing the catching.
First offer, fastball at the knees for a called strike to Cam Devaney. It is 0-1. On the bump tonight for the Trash Pandas, the 5'10", 175-pound right-hander Coleman Crow. He brings home an 0-1 fastball again on the inside edge for a called strike. And the count is quickly 0-2 to Cam. Crone just 21 years old. He won't turn 23 until December. Doucette on the 0-2. And Devaney off the end of the bat, flares it into center field, and that'll drop in for a base knock. So Cam Devaney has the first hit of the ball game for the Shuckers, and a man on with one gone for Garrett Whitley. Well, Crow, a 28th round pick in the 2019 draft by the Angels, drafted out of Pike County High School in Georgia. So kind of surprising for a guy who, again, would have missed out on the entire 2020 season because of the COVID pandemic. Just 1 year in minor league baseball before being up to Double-A, which he started the season and has spent the whole year here with Rocket City. First offer to Whitley. A fastball at the knees for a strike. It is 0-1. A runner on first, one gone, no score. Shuckers and Trash Pandas just underway here in the top of the first inning. Right-handed hitting Whitley waits, and Coleman kicks it home. And a pitch is low. This with the fastball, and the count is 1-1. This is the 21st start of the year. The right-hander Coleman Crow, that puts him as the league leader this year. Right-hander sets, and the 1-1. And that's down low. Buried a slider away. On the count, two balls and one strike to Whitley. Crow rated as the number 23 prospect in the Angels organization, if you go by MLB Pipeline, which we generally do. Was as high as the number 21 prospect this year, but to drop down with the re-rankings after the draft. 2-1 is low and outside. It's three balls and one strike to Whitley. You can understand why the wide hitter Crow would be pitching around Whitley. He went 2-for-3 against him in our game back in Biloxi, back on August 9th of this year. Devaney with a short leadoff of first and the 3-1. And Whitley takes the entire way. It is low for ball four. So runners on first and second with one gone, and Thomas Dillard will be the hitter. And a quick correction, I misread it. Crow is not the league leader in games started. As a matter of fact, that is Eduardo Salazar, who has 24 starts. So with this, he moves into a tie for fifth, coincidentally, with Shuckers left-hander Nick Bennett, who, when he makes his start on Saturday, will move in front. So two men on, which is one gone, and Dillard, the switch hitter, batting left. As Crow deals and the first pitch is low for a ball, it is 1-0. Well, the scouting report on the right-hander Crow, he throws a fastball in the low to possibly mid-90s. He's a touch 94 tonight. A slider, a changeup, and he started mixing in a two-seamer. As he deals home a fastball, a 91 here, and that does catch the knees for a strike. It is 1-1 to Dillard. Thomas hitting 231 this year. This is game number 111 for him. Game number 118 of the season for Biloxi. Trash Pandas do play Dillard batting from the left side to pull. As a 1-1 slider catches the outer edge. The count goes to a ball and two strikes to Dillard. 26 doubles, a triple, 12 home runs, and 64 RBIs for Dillard. The first baseman DeShera not holding Whitley on at first, so he's got a large walking lead. As a 1-2 slider is down low. And the count goes even at two balls and two strikes to Dillard. Well, let's go ahead and meet the rest of our umpiring crew tonight. As we said, Dexter Kelly, our crew chief, calling balls and strikes. Tom O'Neill is at third. And Ben Fernandez, our first base umpire tonight. Devaney at second. Whitley at first with one goal. And Crow, the 2-2. And Dillard, a bouncer up the middle, past the dive of Soto and into center field. Devaney rounding third. He will score. Sliding in safely at third is Whitley as the ball gets away from Maiton. And now Whitley comes home and he'll score as Dillard moves into second. And four batters into the ballgame. The Shuckers have a 2-0 lead thanks to the RBI by Dillard and the error that lets another run come home.
Now, Thomas Dillard, we talk about his exit velocity so much on the broadcast. He'll pitch down in the zone, gets on top of it, but just able to hit it sharply enough and place enough past LeVon Soto, the second baseman. And it was a really good throw from Teodosio. Be interesting to hear who they gave it to.
So man at second, still just one gone, and Felix Valerio takes a called strike on the inner edge. It is 0-1. Certainly an error on the play, but you can bring up a good point, Thomas, whether that goes on the third baseman, Maiton, or if it's on Teodosio. 0-1. That is at the knees on the inner edge as well. It's quickly 0-2 to Felix. I feel like normally they end up giving those as a throwing error when more often than not the play should have been made by the fielder. Valerio waits here. And Chrome, a long hold to peek back in the 0-2. And Valerio loops this one towards left field. That'll dunk in for a base hit. Dillard had to stay close to second, so as Jackson scoops it up, he's going to come home. The throw is going to be well in time, and Dillard is tagged out. Oh, my goodness. I don't know if there was a late wave from J.J. Reimer at third or what, but it looked like Dillard, who had stayed close to second, was waiting. And then he made a move to third, and then Jackson was casual to scoop it, but nothing that would have opened the door for Dillard, who does have pretty good speed, but not that good, to come in and score. So now it's Warren with a man on first and two gone. And the first pitch is high and outside, probably a pitch out. And ball one to Warren. So tough there for the Shuckers as Dillard is thrown out. I think it was 7-5-2 as the next offer misses for a ball. And the count is 2-0. So instead of men on the edges and just one gone, it's a runner on first and two gone. Valerio leading off the bag as the pitch to Warren. It is taken on the outside black, a fastball for a strike. And the count is down 2-1 to Warren. Going all the way back, they have given it as a throwing error on Bryce Teodosio that allowed Whitley to score and Dillard to move to second. Setting the offer is low. The throw down to second, and Ohapi guns down Valerio. So the Shuckers are able to generate some offense off of Coleman Crow, but unfortunately, they run into a pair of outs. However, they do strike first. And as we head on to the bottom of the first inning, it's the Shuckers 2 and Rocket City coming to bat on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Home half of the first inning, the Shuckers have a 1-0 or a 2-0 lead, excuse me, as we head to the bottom of the first inning. So here is the starting lineup for the right-hander T.G. Shuck will look to keep in line tonight for the Trash Pandas. Leading off is the wide fielder Aaron Whitefield. Levon Soto follows him at second, and Zach Neto, the shortstop, hits third. And the cleanup spot is the catcher Logan Ohapi. Sonny DeShera is at first, he'll bat fifth, and Preston Palmero, the DH, hits sixth. In the seventh spot is the left fielder Jeremiah Jackson, Kevin Maiton at third, and rounding it all out is the center fielder Bryce Teodosio. They do go opposite the right-hander T.J. Shuck, 3-1 this year with a 4.90 ERA. So Shuck staked to a 2-0 lead. Shuckers two runs, both of them earned on three hits and an error, and they leave nobody on base. So here's Aaron Whitefield, the right-handed hitting right fielder, as Shuck deals home. Well, the first pitch is in tight for a ball. It is 1-0. We did not see Whitefield the last time that we faced off against these Trash Pandas back at the beginning of August because he was on the injured list, injured his leg with a collision at home plate back on June 26th against Birmingham, as Shuck deals a fastball in for a called strike. Well, the count is now 1-1 to Whitefield. Came back off the IL on August 18th for Whitefield. 1-1 is low and outside with a breaking ball. The count, 2-1 to the right fielder. Whitefield hitting .263 this year in 64 games with the Trash Pandas. He does have 15 doubles, 3 triples, and 8 home runs. Shook strides home with the 2-1, and that's at the knees with a cutter for a strike. And the count goes to 2-2. Whitefield has driven in 30 this year. Right-handed batter, very straight up and down in the box. 2-2, and a curveball is outside. Couldn't get a chase out of Whitefield, and so the count has run full. Shook peers in, rocks into his motion with the 3-2, and it's bounced out to short. Devaney waiting for it, gobbles it up, and the overhand fire to first is in time to retire Whitefield. So one gone as LeVon Soto comes to hit.
And let's meet the Shuckers defense tonight. Start on the outfield left to right, Gabe Holt, Corey Ray, and Aaron Quinley on the infield dirt. It's Jason Coca, third base. Cam Devaney, Felix Valerio off the middle. Xavier Warren's at first, and Brent Diaz is doing the catching.
So the base is empty and one gone, and Soto in from the left side. Wide hitter Shook deals, and it's low and away for a ball, 1-0. The right-hander T.J. Shook on the mound tonight, his 16th career appearance at AA in his 15th start. 6'4", 217 pounds, signed as a non-drafted free agent in 2020 by the Brewers. 1-0 is a heater high. On the count, 2-2 and no strikes to Soto. Shook, 23 years old, a native of Columbia, South Carolina. Readies and the 2-0 on the way. And Soto grounds it foul up the first base side. And we count now 2-1 to the second baseman. Scouting report on the right-hander Shook. He throws a fastball, a changeup, a cutter, and a curveball. Works pretty much from the middle of the rubber. He's got his right foot smack dab in the middle of it. And his left foot is on the first base side of the slab. Right-hander brings home the 2-1. And Soto bounces it up the middle, ranging to his right, and a jump throw by Valerio is snagged and in and out of the glove of Warren. The throw was just a little bit up the first baseline, and Warren, at a full stretch, got it into the very edge of the webbing, and he just couldn't hold on to it. It would have been an incredible play on both ends, especially by Valerio to make a jump throw, but instead, Soto is on. And they will see how they rule that. They still have not put it up on the board yet. I would envision it will go down as a hit. So man on with one gone, and the shortstop, Zach Neto, the batter. Shook now having to operate out of the stretch, deals home. On a fastball, plucks the inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1. 2-0 in favor of the Shuckers here in the bottom of the first inning at Madison, Alabama against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Game 1 of 6. And game 1 of 18 left in the season. Shook the 0-1. And that is low and away with a cutter. And the count is 1-1 to Netta. And sure enough, it has gone down as a hit for Soto. And that certainly seems like the right scoring decision. Right-hander Shook sets out from his chin, and the pitch is pulled back our way and foul. The count is 1-2. Let's go ahead and give you the dimensions here at Toyota Field. It's 326 down the left field line. There is an 8-foot-high wall around this entire ballpark, very similar to MGM Park, except for the fact that the wall is green in the spots that are there. The bullpens are both located out in left field. The Shuckers is down the left field line. Pickoff throw to first and a dive back in by Soto. Meanwhile, the Trash Pandas bullpen is out in the left field alley, which there is no marker out there. But the wall is a little bit more straight down in left field from the left field corner on out to where straight away would be. At that point, it juts out slightly as this is fisted away foul, and the count will stay at 1-2 to Zach Neto. And I did lie a little bit. There is a spot out in right field where the fence magically, just for a moment, jumps up to be 12 feet high. But then after about a 20-foot span, drops back down to 8 feet. And it's 326 down the right field line as well. 400 to straightaway center field. 1-2 offer. He's pulled over past Polka and out in the left field. Holtz is up with it quickly, but Zach Neto singles out into left field, and two men are on with one gone for the ever-dangerous catcher, Logan Ohapi.
Oh, that ball was scorched towards third and just perfectly placed between Koch and Devaney. Devaney lunged, or Koch, excuse me, lunged one step to his left, and just out of his reach, it's a base hit.
Well, certainly not a whole lot that you could do about that. And remember, we saw Zach Neto make his double-A debut against Biloxi, went 0-for in that game, and then has not stopped hitting ever since. So here is Ohapi from the right side. It shook, stares in, readies and deals. And the first pitch curveball is low and outside. Good job by Diaz to slide to his right and keep it in front of him. It is 1-0. Chuckers leading this game 2-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. With two men on with just one out. Ohapi this year with the Trash Pandas hitting .273 in 16 games. Remember, he was originally part of the Phillies organization and played in Redding. The set down though, 1-0. Fastball on the inner edge, belt high for a strike. It is 1-1. Ohapi, though, in his second series after being traded over from the Phillies to the Trash Pandas, came down to Biloxi and had himself a series. 6-for-17 with four home runs against the Shuckers. As the 1-1, Ohapi goes to a knee as he waves and misses at a breaking pitch. And the count is 1-2 to the catcher. For those four home runs in that series for Ohapi, he only drove in six, walked three times, and struck out four. Man at second is Soto. Man at first is Neto. And shook the right-hander. His 1-2 pitch. And it's bounced foul over towards the Shuckers' dugout on the third base side. And so the count will stay at 1-2 to Ohapi. Shook pitched in one of the games in which he did not face Ohapi. Remember, the catcher was only in the lineup for four out of our six games against the Trash Pandas. Shook gets his sign from Diaz, who sets an inside target, and the 1-2 is tight. So the count goes even at two balls and two strikes to Logan Ohapi.
Yeah, we were kind of talking that week that if Ohapi plays in maybe one more game even, if he goes 1-for-4, he's probably a player of the week.
But instead, the decision was made to just play him in a 4-for-6. As Shook looks back to second, and the 2-2 is a breaking ball swung on and missed. Snapped off a curve, and Shook picks up his first strikeout.
A really good curveball. Sinking action down and away. That's the spot to put it. And a big sigh of relief. You get the ever-dangerous Hoppy out.
So second out in the inning, and it brings up Sonny DeShera, the first baseman. Big right-handed hitter. Waits as Shook sets out from his chin. And the first offer. And DeShera lifts it in the air, but back of home and foul. And the count is 0-1. Well, DeShera is an imposing presence when he stands in the batter's box. He's listed at 6'1" and 263 pounds. Slight crouch as he waits with the bat cocked over his right shoulder. And Shook peers in and is 0-1. He's pulled down the left field line. It's fair. That's going to get all the way down into the corner. Soto will score easily. Neto is going to follow him. There will be no throw. And Sonny DeShera doubles down the left field line. We're tied at 2 in the first.
Looked like a fastball down and in, and DeShera goes and gets it. Gets the barrel around quickly and laces down the left field line. Nesterdorf right in towards the corner. And with two outs, going to score two.
Just the second double of the year for DeShera here with the Trash Pandas, and he picks up his sixth and seventh runs driven in. And now it's Preston Palmeiro, the left-handed hitting DH. Sixth man to bat in the inning for Rocket City, who's now tied it at two as the first offer is a little low and in for a ball. It is 1-0. Palmeiro this year hitting .268 with the Trash Pandas. 99th game here at AA. 29 doubles, 8 home runs, and 57 runs driven in. Shook the 1-0, and Palmeiro rolls over to first. Warren scoops, and he will take it to the bag himself and outrun Palmeiro by several strides to bring the bottom of the first to a conclusion. But the Trash Pandas tie it on 3 hits, and they strand a man. We move on to the second. It might be a high-scoring affair tonight. Tied at 2 between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas. And as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our price is low, our quality's high, what you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
They'll challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Well, looky here.
As we start the second inning, first offer from the righty Coleman Crow to Xavier Warren is outside for a ball. The next pitch is lifted down the left field line and slicing well foul. The count is 1-1 to the Shuckers' first baseman. Well, remember, Warren was batting in the first with Felix Valerio on, and Valerio was thrown out attempting to steal second base. Right-hander Crow readies and the 1-1, and Warren swings through a breaking ball. So the count is now 1-2 to Warren. Xavier in his 12th game at AA, hitting .278 in that span with 2 doubles, a home run, and 7 RBIs. The 1-2. And Warren lifts this out into right field. Coming on easily is Whitefield. And off his left shoulder, he'll make the grab for the out. So a fly out, one gone, and Brent Diaz will be the batter. Coleman Crow needed 24 pitches in that first inning. 15 of them were strikes. You just have to wonder, the Shuckers ran themselves into a couple of outs in that inning, most notably on the single by Valerio when Dillard moved to third and then attempted to score on a ball that was pretty routine for Jackson to scoop up out in shallow left. First offer to Diaz, and Brent swings and misses at an off-speed for a strike at his own one. And then Valerio obviously also caught stealing at second by Ohapi. Well, the right-hander, the 0-1. And Diaz fouls it back. And the count is 0-2. Set up behind home plate here at Toyota Field is very similar to what we have at Trustmark Park. There is no backstop behind home plate. The netting is just all the way down to a concrete kind of curb where it is anchored. As the 0-2, and Diaz pounds it into the ground, third base side, diving stop by Maiton, spins and throws the retired Diaz. Really nice play by Kevin Maiton. Go down to his knees and come up and make an accurate throw, and Diaz is retired for the second out.
Well, that's how you play third base right there. Little busted bat roller, third base side, and Maiton slides in feet first towards the second base bag, spins and wins. Goes up to first, gets the out.
So two gone, and Gabe Holt digs in from the left side, and he takes a fastball called strike on the inner edge. It is 0-1. Tied at two, Shuckers and Trash Pandas here in the top of the second inning. As a breaking ball misses outside, and the count is now 1-1 to Holt. Gabe hitting 209 this year in 72 games, 11 doubles and 15 RBIs. As he watches another breaking ball come in, and the count is 1-2. And that looks like Crow is now throwing a curveball, which was not part of the scouting report that we got, and maybe something he has added on later in the season. 1-2, and this is pushed up the third baseline and foul. And so the count will stay at 1-2 to Holt.
Yeah, because that time looked like the slider, but I think you're right, that pitch prior to Holt looked like more of a curveball.
Definitely had the break to it. Holt is coming off of his best series in a while. He went 4-for-12 with a walk and a run scored in our series against the Chattanooga Lookouts. As a 1-2 curveball is bounced out to second base, fielded easily by Soto, quick exchange and throw to first. And Holt is retired, and Crow executes the shutdown inning in the top of the second. 1.5 in the books here in Madison. A tied at 2 between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Tied at two, Shuckers and Trash Pandas as we move on to the bottom of the second inning. Game number one of a six-game series here in Madison. Lone trip that we make here. Shuckers then head back home for six games against the Mississippi Braves and then go to Pensacola for the last series of the year. Jeremiah Jackson leads it off from the right side, and he takes a fastball in tight. Ball one from the right-hander T.J. Shook. So Shook 25 pitches in the first inning. He threw a high number of strikes, 16 of them in the zone. 1-0 is hit back of home and foul. The count is 1-1 to Jackson. Jackson, a .217 hitter this year in 71 games. 14 doubles, 12 home runs, and 38 runs driven in. Shook out of the full windup, the 1-1. He is lined into center field. Ray drifting to his left a little bit and gets to the other end of it to haul it in for the out. One going on three pitches, and the switch hitting third baseman Kevin Maiton coming to bat. Well, Thomas mentioned it in the pregame show, but a couple of roster moves for Biloxi today. And most noticeably, the left-hander Robert Gasser promoted to Triple A today. Gasser, a trade acquisition by the Brewers, made four appearances at AA, and now he is on to AAA. First offer is ripped on and missed by Maiton. It is 0-1. Also, Nick Cale being transferred from Nashville back to Biloxi. As Shook brings home the 0-1. And Maiton hits this one pretty well. Deep right field, Whitley is back. It is gone. A Well, the ball can jump out of the yard here in Rocket City, especially with that short portion right. And Maiton blasts his seventh. And the Trash Pandas have the lead for the first time tonight, 3-2 in the second. So a home run by Maiton has given the Trash Pandas the lead as Shook shakes off. Now has the pitch he wants and deals home to Teodosio. And a rip and a miss at a high heater for a strike at his 0-1. Well, Shook has now unfortunately given up a home run in three consecutive outings, including the outing that he made against these Trash Pandas back on August 10th at MGM Park. As a curveball misses low and outside, and the count is 1-1. To Teodosio. Now, Shook went 5 1/3 innings. He gave up 5 runs, 4 earned on 5 hits, 4 walks, and 5 strikeouts in that game. 1-1 and a curveball, a check swing by Teodosio. They'll appeal to first, and Ben Fernandez, our first base umpire, says no swing. And so the count is 2 balls and 1 strike. Now, remember, that was on a Wednesday night that Shook got the start back at MGM Park. 2-1. And the fastball is on the inner edge for a strike. It is 2-2. And remember, Shook had allowed just 2 runs through his first 4 innings. And check that through his first 5 innings. As the right-hander sets and the 2-2. And a curveball is low and away. And the count has run full to Teodosio. But then he walked Zach Humphries, gave up a double to Maiton, and Teodosio hit a 3-run homer off of him. The set and the 3-2 is low and outside. It's ball 4. So a home run and now a walk, the first of the evening for Shook. Puts a man on with one gone. Trash Pandas is leading it 3-2. And the lineup turns back over to the right fielder, Aaron Whitefield. Shuckers would ultimately go on to win that game by a final score of 6-5. Remember, we split that series against the Trash Pandas back at MGM Park. The Shuckers coming off of just their second series defeat this year at home, dropping 4 out of 5 against Rocket City, or against Chattanooga, excuse me. Short lead off of first for Teodosio. And the first offer, there he goes. The pitch is inside, and Diaz short arms it down to first as it 3 hops and Valerio is over to cover it. But Teodosio is into second with a stolen base. No surprise there. Speedy Teodosio now with 26 steals this year. He's been caught just 5 times. So the Trash Panda is putting a little bit of pressure. And with that, Diaz is going to come out and have a word on the mound with Shook. 3-2 now in favor of the Trash Pandas. And Thomas had a great stat about the Shuckers, obviously shut out in their 7-inning contest, but did not lead in the doubleheader on Sunday. So the lead they had in the first inning was their first in quite a while.
It had been 16 innings since they held the lead. They held the lead 1-0 before late in the contest. Of course, you could hang on.
We're back on a Saturday night.
And the 2-1 final score. Lookout scored 2 in the 8th inning, and that's all. Your own Shuckers had taken the lead at the bottom of the 5th. But you know, we talk about all the time this season, Shuckers have been in the games.
We're currently trailing 3-2 here after the mound visit. Man on second and the 1-0. And a check swing roller up the first baseline. Shook will scoop and make the short toss to first. And so Whitefield is retired 1-3. That does move Teodosio down to third base, so it almost works like a bunt. And with 2 gone, it brings up Levon Soto, the second baseman. I mean, we've had the note, including tonight, Shuckers have led at one point in 96 of their 118 games this year. That is just an astonishing number. Soto in from the left side, and the first pitch is a curveball around his back foot for a ball. It is 1-0.
Well, that's the crazy thing, too, is that they didn't lead in either of those doubleheader games, so that tacked on 2 more. Otherwise, we really had to go back to once in the Montgomery series, but That was just the third time this month that they hadn't led in the game.
Ryan Hader shook, sets, and the 1-0. And a weave and a miss. And the count is one ball and one strike to Soto, who singled and scored a run his first time up in the first inning. Well, that's just what's been so enigmatic about this Shuckers team. You said that, you know, those two games in the doubleheader and then the one time in Montgomery are the only three times they haven't led in a game, and they are a game under 500 in the month of August at 11-12. As a 1-1 fastball is high, and the count is now at 2-1. And it hasn't all just been leads surrendered by the pitching staff, certainly far from it. You know, you take a look back on Saturday night, a 1-0 lead. You maybe like to push across another run or two as this pitch is outside and the count is 3-1. Only run that Biloxi scored in that game was on a hit-by-pitch. They went 0-for with runners in scoring position that night. And just 3 weeks left in the year and a lot of ground to make up on Montgomery. Right-hander shook, sets the 3-1. And that is high and away. It is ball four. Second walk of the inning for Shook. Puts men on the edges with two gone. And it brings up Zach Neto, but the Trash Pandas leading it 3-2 here in the bottom of the second. But obviously the other piece that you can point to as well is that this has been an ever-evolving roster for Biloxi this year. And certainly this season, more than maybe any other that they've had, when they have had high-end talent that has produced, it has moved up to AAA this year. The set and the offer to Neto. And a fastball is taken high. It is 1-0. And obviously paying dividends for the Major League club, which is what it's all about. And we saw that over the last couple of days with Garrett Mitchell playing in his first three games in Milwaukee. Obviously, we were on the air on Sunday when he got his first Major League hit as the 1-0. It is popped up. Left side of the diamond now drifts over towards the right side, and it'll ultimately be Warren over towards second base to reach up and make the grab for the out. So Shook, a couple of walks, but he navigates around it. However, the solo home run by Kevin Maitan has given the Trash Pandas the lead. We go on to the third. It's now Rocket City 3 and Biloxi 2. On the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Start of the third inning. Trash Pandas now leading the Shuckers 3-2. It'll be 9-1-2 due up here. Thanks to the line hitter Coleman Crow. And it'll take you through the next couple of innings. Here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Gary. As the right hander Coleman Crow facing the switch hitting infielder, Jason Coca takes a breaking ball in the outer half for a called strike. Looked like that curveball again. That we see from Crow tonight. 0-1 to the Shuckers third baseman. The 0-1, another breaker at the knees, called strike. Another curveball, it's quickly 0-2. Maiton, the third baseman, playing it on the grass. The shortstop, Neto, playing just to the left of the second base back. As Coca checks a swing on a breaking ball down and in. 1-2. Trying to feed him a slider down and in. Oh, Coca this season in 222, a home run and 15 RBI. Also stolen seven bases. From the windup, 1-2. And a slider in the dirt. Coca doesn't fish after it as Ohapi points back to the right-hander Crow and says that's a good pitch. That's where you want to put it, especially when ahead on the count. Well, Crow, that was his 40th pitch, 27 strikes. As a 2-2, Coca laces it back to the netting. And the count stays. Now, we talked about in the first inning, the Shuckers ran into a few outs on the base pass. Did score two runs on three hits, didn't leave anybody on. But a 1-2-3 second for Crow as a 2-2 breaking ball just outside. Another curveball. He tried to leave out there and wiggle it back into the outer half, but not to the liking of Dexter Kelly, the home plate umpire. Three balls, two strikes, the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner, called strike three. Now 90 miles an hour. And the second punch out. First time through the order as lineup card flips over to Corey Ray.
And not much argument out of Yazan Coca that time. You saw it very clearly and was probably sitting on another breaking ball and instead got a fastball.
First pitch left to the hitting Ray as he bounced it up the middle. So to the second baseman to his right, sets his feet and throws to first. One pitch, one out. And so after a full count to Yazan Coca, a shorter at-bat that time to retire Ray. So in the top of the third inning, Trash Pandas 3, Shuckers 2, and nobody on for the shortstop, Cam Devaney. Climbs in the right side against the right-hander Coleman Crow. He waves and misses on a first-pitch fastball for strike one. Well, Devaney was just 1-for-16, hit a home run the last series against the Lookouts. Has matched that tally here with a single in the first. Takes the fastball high and away, 1-1. Devaney would then come around to score on the Dillard single as Crow's 1-1. Breaking ball off the edge of the bat. Ball in the air, shallow right field as Whitefield jogs in, makes the catch. To retire the Shucker is in the third inning. So that is now six in a row sat down from the right-hander Coleman Crow. Move on to the bottom of the third inning. It's the Trash Pandas 3 and the Shuckers 2. On the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the third inning from Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Game one of the six-game series between the Rocket City Trash Pandas and the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers trailing 3-2 after the Kevin Maiton home run last inning. The right-hander TJ Shook for the Shuckers left two men stranded, though, as he faces the cleanup of the catcher Logan Ohapi. takes the first pitch, cutter high and in for ball one. 4-5-6, due up in the order is the Angels' number one prospect, Ohapi. Red barrel above the right shoulder from the right side. And the 1-0 is a fastball just low. Below the knees, 2-0. Ohapi struck out swinging his first time up. Playing in his 17th game as a Rocket City Trash Panda. And the 2-0 this time, a fastball finds the bottom of the zone at 92. Ohapi again, who was acquired at the trade deadline from the Philadelphia Phillies. August 2nd, as a 2-1, Ohapi, a check swing tapper, left side. Koka charges and throws off his feet, and Warren able to corral it in time as he falls down at first base. Well, Warren had a fall off the bag towards home plate, able to scoop, corral, and recover it. 5-3 on the putout, one gone in the third.
Well, that was almost like if you just took a ball and just rolled it with your hand out towards second base. And again, a great job falling off of the bag by Warren to pick it.
So one out, nobody on, and Sonny DeShera takes inside with a changeup for ball one. Now, that's why they practice those plays in the pregame when they, Mike Guerrero, the manager, is hitting fungos. As a 1-0, a curveball in the dirt, and DeShera fishes after it, 1-1. They practice those slow rollers, and in the high bouncers, they get a good feel of how the grass in the infield is going to play here at Toyota Field. As the 1-1, and DeShera takes a curveball at the knees for a call and strike, 1-2. Of course, the infield playing a lot different last week at MGM Park in Biloxi because of all the rain. Different spin. And the 1-2 curveball down and away. Check swing. They appeal the first. And Ben Fernandez says that DeShera held up. And the count back even 2-2. Pair of former SEC men playing against each other is a 2-2. High and inside of DeShera. Leans out of the way. Readjusts his batting helmet. The count full 3-2. Look like a pinch that Roger Clemens would throw back in the day. It's 3-2 to Shearer. Ropes in the alley left center field. And it bounces off the wall on the fly. Gray picks it up, fires it in quickly. Stabbed by Valerio, and they tag him out. Well, a ball on the fly that hit up about halfway up the wall. In front of the Trash Pandas bullpen in left center. Ray got to it quickly, and then Valerio, full 360 spin, applies a tag on DeShera for a loud second out.
Well, I am not sure if DeShera thought that it was gone and so he wasn't running out of the box, or if maybe that is why he only has two doubles on the season.
First pitch, breaking ball down and in to Preston Palmeiro for ball one.
Because, again, he's listed at 263, and while he's got good feet at first base, is not agile on the base paths.
And the 1-0 curveball at the knees called strike, 1-1.
With the way that went, it did hit almost all the way at the top of the wall out in left field, so it's very possible he thought it was gone and was breaking into home run trot.
As the 1-1, Palmeiro is out in front of a changeup in the count 1-2. I think so as well.
How about the fact that Warren was covering second base, though, for that out?
Yeah. 1-2 is down and in. Blocked by the catcher, Diaz, 2-2. So they're able to get to DeShera. The outfield assist to Corey Ray is first of the season with Biloxi. Nobody on, two gone, 3-2 Rocket City. 2-2 from Shook. As a fastball popped high in the air behind home plate. That's going to get out of the ballpark and everything. And so the count stays the same. Well, the Sheriff was sort of watching out of the box, but again, it was just so well struck and Ray got there. As a 2-2, Palmeiro is out in front of a changeup for strike three. So T.J. Shook racks up his first strikeout, faces just the minimum in the bottom of the third inning. No runs, a hit, nobody left. We move on to the fourth inning from Toyota Field. It's Trash Pandas 3, Shuckers 2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd, remember old man Croc?
Makes 50-pound cast iron statues of cows?
Yep, he needs us to haul 24 of them to Oklahoma for cash money.
Sparky, we need us a fifth wheel or a gooseneck hitch. Then we can haul big loads. And Southern Pro Truck has everything needed to get into the hotshot business.
Southern Pro Truck?
And the know-how to set us up right.
How much you reckon 24 50-pound statues of cows weigh, Floyd?
What, did you skip school on math day in the fourth grade?
I skipped the whole fourth grade.
Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Top of the fourth, hitting 3-4-5, two up as Garrett Whitley will kick things off against the right hander Coleman Crow as he kicks around some dirt from the back end to the front end of the batter's box. And the right fielder awaits the first pitch, is high and in with a fastball for ball one. Well, the difference right now, after each team scored two runs in the first inning on Kevin Maiton's solo home run over the right field wall. And the second, as a 1-0 fastball at the bottom of the zone, called strike to Whitley. And the count even, 1-1. Whitley was a part of the scoring in the first. He walked and scored. As now a changeup misses down and inside, 2-1. Now Whitley had a great series against Rocket City. Played at MGM Park earlier in the month. As a 2-1, he's out in front of a slider down and away. 2-2. Two doubles, two home runs. Drove in eight, also walked four times. It's just under 500 the series, 9-for-21. As Willie fouls back a fastball, 91 miles an hour to the screen. And the count stays even. It was those numbers that ended up winning him Southern League Player of the Week. It's a 2-2, and Willie, sharp hit ground ball left side as Neto falls down to his backside, throws to first, and he almost got him. Whitley with plus speed beats it out. But Zach Neto hit the deck as he went on a backhanded fielding attempt. His feet came out from under him, the turf monster got him, and he almost got Willie at first.
Well, the fans seeing that with their hearts more than their eyes, he was definitely safe at first base. Not by very much. It was a very impressive throw by Neto, but Whitley with pretty good speed down the line.
I probably would have seen that play on SportsCenter if he was able to still make it. He went to plant his left foot, and then it just got the table pulled out from under him. So Whitley's at first. Second time on base is Thomas Dillard. Takes down and in with a fastball for ball one. Shuckers four hits to the Trash Pandas five, but it's Rocket City with a 3-2 advantage, the one hit being the home run. Dillard 1-0 as he rifles it back to the Denny behind home plate for a strike, 1-1. Well, Dillard with that single in the first, extending his on-base streak to 14 games. Drove in both Devaney and Whitley on a single up the middle. Also had a throwing error from Teodosio in center. And he takes the breaking ball up and away, 2-1. Dillard to switch hitter batting from the left side. Front ankle guard in black. Down his right foot as a toss over to first to check on the base runner. Whitley is back in headlong. Whitley has been conscious once this season, 6-for-7 with Biloxi. It's a 2-1. It is a fastball off the plate. 90 miles an hour and a pitch, too, that's only a good place to put it against Dillard, but just in case Whitley was going to go, gives Ohapi a chance. As a 3-1 breaking ball, nestles in on the outside, black for a called strike. And a count full of 3-2. Another one of those curveballs from Crow. She backdoored its way in. Right-hander comes after the belt, the 3-2. As Dillard lines it to left field, sinking fast as Jackson comes in, makes the grab, throws it back to first, and he almost doubled up Whitley. But DeShero off the first base bag. But Jackson ended up making the catch almost in line with second base, so he had a clear path to throw it back down.
Well, that would have been a lot closer, like you said, if the throw had been online. As Whitley was pretty much standing on second base whenever that was caught by Jackson out and left.
Again, already said the Shuckers have run into a few outs already in the base paths as the first pitch is fouled back from Felix Valerio to the top of the netting. Almost had a chance to get up to us in the press box.
I was ready.
The right-hander Valerio against the right-hander Coleman Crow with Willie at first in the top of the fourth inning. And the 0-1 Valerio, sharp hit, ground ball right of the shortstop. Neto flips a second for one. They send it back over to first. Inning 6-4-3, double play. Erases the Whitley leadoff single. So no runs a hit, nobody left on base. 3.5 in the books from Madison, Alabama. It's the Rocket City Trash Pandas 3, Shuckers 2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Jackson leads it off for Rocket City at the bottom of the fourth inning. And Madison, Alabama, the home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Game one of a six-game series. The right-hander out of South Carolina, T.J. Shook. Against the right-hitting left fielder, Jeremiah Jackson. First pitch is inside as Jackson scoots off the inside dish. Almost plunked by a curveball for ball one. Well, Shook faced just the minimum last inning, allowed a single as Jackson waves through a curveball down and away for a strike, 1-1. Before they were able to get to share at second on a long single, about medium high off the wall, and Jackson pops foul, the 1-1 over our heads in the booth, 1-2. Into the frame, striking out Press Palmero on a changeup down and away. First strikeout for Shook. From the windup, 1-2. Is down and away. Trying to get him swinging on a cutter. The count evens 2-2. Well, I remember last time we talked about Jackson growing up in Mobile, about an hour from MGM Park. As a 2-2 is a bouncer up the middle, Valerio charges in, corrals it, double pumps, and throws to first. Put away Jackson easily. Out of St. Luke's Episcopal School in Mobile, Alabama. So one out, nobody on for Kevin Maiton, the third baseman. The Trash Pandas leading 3-2. And Maiton, a big part of that, as the go-ahead solo home run off of Shook. The last time he was up. As a switch hitter from the left side again. And takes outside. A changeup for ball one. Started to banana peel away from Maiton. Shook thinking in case he jumps on a first pitch fastball. And now Maiton fishes after a changeup in the dirt. And the count back even, 1-1. Well, that home run, that was Maiton's 7th of the season, 36th RBI. And the 1-1 is outside with a changeup again, 2-1. Well, Shook's pitch count has ran up to 68 pitches. Isn't through four yet, but we'll see if he tries to go through five tonight. 2-1 is on the outer half with a curveball. We're called strike 2-2. And it was a 25-pitch first inning that really set him back. Was in the zone. 2-2. And Maiton pulls it down the ground. Foul, first base side. Change up down and in. And Maiton was out in front of it. Shook at this at bat is throwing a couple glove side slider or changeups, excuse me. Well, Maiton has either laid off or fouled it off the first baseline like that one. As now Koku, the third baseman, playing in the hole on the left side. The 2-2 as the fastball zips up and away, counts full. Bryce Hudosio, the center fielder, on deck. Here's a 3-2. As Maiton pulls it on the ground. Foul again, first base side. Another changeup down and in. And Maiton out in front of it. He's getting barreled to the baseball. Just looking to put it in play now. Or a walk. He'll take his base. Shook gets a sign from the catcher, Brent Diaz. 3-2 again. Is outside, ball four. A changeup. And miss well into the right-hander's batter's box. And Maiton walks. The third walk issued today for the right-hander, T.J. Shook. So the runner at first base. One out of the bottom of the fourth inning. Trash bin is on top, 3-2. And the center fielder, Bryce Teodosio, steps in the right-hander's batter's box. Shook from the stretch, kicks, and the first pitch just low. Try to locate the cutter down and in for ball one. The trash pin is at home this season. 40-17 record. The Shuckers aren't too far off from that. As the 1-0, fastball this time, it catches the bottom of the zone for a called strike, 1-1. The Shuckers, though, haven't been as good at home in the second half as they were in the first. 12-14 at home in the second half compared to 23-11 in the first half. And the 1-1 check swing by Teodosio, but Dexter Kelly says he went around, he looked like he did. Shook's in the driver's seat, 1-2. But still, you'd think 35-25 record is just the road record, 22-35, which then ironically, they've already matched their wins in the second half from the road than they did in the first half. 1-2, and a curveball down and away. Tudosio checks his swing, and Ben Fernandez says he went around. As Tudosio can't believe that he was called out on strikes on that. He is flustered right now. Not the second strikeout and the second out of the fourth inning.
You know, you talk about it in the matching the number of road wins. Of course, the road was the struggle for the Shuckers and really a big reason why they didn't win the first half South Division title.
Had a really good chance to do so. As the first pitch, Aaron Whitefield is a curveball down and away. You know, you'll remiss.
You look at it, they went 1-5 in that series against Birmingham. It swept when you're in Montgomery, and then just two out of six against Pensacola.
And the 0-1 on the curveball swung over and missed, 0-2.
You don't want to check that. They only won one of those six games in Pensacola. So those three road trips, you know, it's a long season, but that was a big piece of what really ailed the Shuckers in the first half.
Shook the right-hander, 0-2. There's a fastball upstairs. Runner goes, throw it out a second. It's on the money on a one-hopper. But Maiton slides in feet first safely. Throw is right there on the base, and the second bag stolen against Diaz. And just the tag was applied, I think, above. That's really where the stat was born, going back to the road series in Pensacola the beginning of June, when they think they had a lead in all six of those games. And five of the six. As the 0-2 is lined, one hopper just misses the runner. Devaney throws off balance, medium depth with the bag, and it puts away Whitefield, and the Rocket City Trash Pan is in the fourth inning. No runs, no hits. A man left over at second base. Four innings in the book. Rocket City 3, Biloxi 2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheese cakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Top of the fifth inning, Shuckers trailing the Rockets in the trash pan is 3-2 as the first baseman Xavier Warren takes a curveball in the dirt from right-hander Coleman Crow. It is ball one. With that, we send it back to Garrett Green.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. So it'll be Warren, Diaz, and Holt, the 3-2 up here as the righty Coleman Crow deals home another curveball. Misses low and in. It is 2-0. Boy, we were, again, surprised that Crow had a curveball in his arsenal. He has relied on it heavily tonight. As a fastball cuts to the bottom of the zone, only count 2-1 now to Warren. Xavier flying to right his first time up. That was back in the second inning. Set down the 2-1. And Warren lines it out into left center field over a leaping Neto, and it's a base hit. So the leadoff man is on for the first time tonight for Biloxi. And we'll see if they can turn it into something here with Brent Diaz coming to bat. Shuckers jump down to a 2-0 lead in the first inning. A single by Devaney, a walk to Whitley, and then an RBI single up the middle and a throwing error scored both runs. Remember, Dillard was thrown out trying to score from second on a single to left by Valerio, and then Valerio was caught stealing for the third out. First offer is at the knees to Diaz for a strike. It is 0-1. Trash Pandas responded in the first with singles by Soto and Neto, and then a 2-RBI double by Sonny DeShera. Took the lead in the second on a solo homer by Kevin Maitan. As Diaz swings through a fastball at the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-2. Brent 0-1 today. He grounded out to third his first time up. Maitan made a good feet-first diving play to pick it, spin, and throw out Brent. Diaz waits with a crouch from the right side. And the next offer is a curveball, a check swing. They will appeal to first, and Ben Fernandez says that Diaz did not go around. The count is 1-2. Brent now hitting 267 on the year. 8 doubles, 7 home runs, and 28 RBIs for the catcher. White batting gloves on as he waits for the 1-2. A swing and a miss and an off-speed. Third strikeout for Crow. One gone in the inning, and Gabe Holt the batter. And coming into today, Crow fourth in the Southern League in strikeouts. He now has 112 on the year. He's now moved into first in innings pitched in the Southern League this year. He was trailing by just 2/3 of an inning against Eduardo Salazar from Chattanooga, who'd thrown 108. As the first offer to Holt is low and in for a ball, it is 1-0. The Crow third in ERA coming into today. And, of course, he'll hold on to the innings title potentially for just a couple of days. As the 1-0 bounce up the middle, this could be two. Fielded by Soto, the second for one. On the first it is. This time 4-6-3, but the second consecutive inning, the Shuckers have it into a double play. We've hit the halfway point in this one, and the Shuckers trail it 3-2 on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Half of the fifth inning, 3-2 in favor of the Trash Pandas over the Shuckers as we go that way. It's 2-3-4, Soto, Neto, and Ohapi do up against the vine hitter T.J. Shook. Left-handed hitting second baseman Soto leads it off. Shook from the middle of the rubber peers in. And the tall right-hander has to glare in a little bit more to get a sign from Diaz. And now Roczen fires the first pitch. And it's low and in for a ball. It is 1-0. 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Shuckers. 3 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error for the Trash Pandas. A solo home run by Kevin Maitan in the second, the difference in this game. A As a curveball bounces in, and Shook is going to adjust his landing spot a little bit. Out on the mound, and the count is now 2-0. Well, the sun has set here in Madison, Alabama. Stadium lights taking their full effect on this field. Second year that baseball has been played in this ballpark. The set and the 2-0. And that is Loman in 3-0. Remember, construction was completed here in Huntsville, Madison specifically, for them to open up in 2020. But then with the minor league season shuttered because of the COVID-19 pandemic, they had to wait a whole extra year. 3-0, low and in, it's ball four. And so Soto is on for the third time today as he has singled and walked twice. Fourth walk by Shook. And on with nobody gone and Zach Neto the hitter. Baseball back here in the Huntsville area, obviously the home of the Biloxi Shuckers. And ownership purchased the Shuckers and then moved them from the old Joe Davis Stadium in Huntsville down to the Mississippi coast. And play in Biloxi at MGM Park as Nick Childs will make his first visit out to the mound tonight. Well, Shook, his pitch count is climbing. He was at 82 pitches heading into this inning, and four-pitch walk, I'm not great at math, but that's 86 pitches. So man on with nobody going, Zach Neto coming to hit. As he does, we can go ahead and take our first look at the Southern League scoreboard tonight. And, of course, we're going to be scoreboard watching to keep our eyes on the Montgomery Biscuits. They are back at home in Montgomery. They're taking on the Birmingham Barons. It is 4-0 in favor of Montgomery. Biscuits notoriously fast starters. They did that in the bottom of the first inning. They scored three runs off of Birmingham. Oslavis Basabe with an RBI triple, and then Kyle Manzardo with a two-run homer. That's Manzardo's fourth at Double A now. And the other offense of that one, a solo home run by Greg Jones, his eighth of the year. Meeting on the mound is over as Neto digs in from the right side, and the first pitch cutter is on the inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1 to Neto. And kind of a running joke that we had with the broadcaster for the Biscuits, Chris Adams. Well, Sean Huntley might actually qualify for a decision tonight. Spin and a throw to first, and a quick dive back in by Soto. Where's the... Biscuits, the AA affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays, and Tampa Bay notorious for not letting their pitchers pitch very deep into the ballgame, especially not to see a lineup a third time through like Shook is doing right now. As the right-hander, another throw over, and it was high. If it had been a little bit lower, they might have had a chance to pick off Soto. But Sean Hundley tonight has been very good. Six innings, three hits, no runs, no walks, and just one strikeout. He's used his defense behind him a lot there in Montgomery. Shook Reddy's here. And the 0-1 is right on the outside corner for a strike with a fastball. It's 0-2 to Neto, who's 1-for-2 tonight. With a single and a run scored in the first, he popped out to first back in the second. Short leadoff of first by Soto. And Shook deals home the 0-2. And this is popped up behind home plate, tracking back after it is Diaz, but it's on the other side of the net. And foul. And so the count, 0-2 still to Neto. Hundley, 9 groundouts and 6 flyouts in his start tonight. And meanwhile, for Birmingham, Jared Kelly getting roughed up a little bit. He is, of course, part of Project Birmingham now. Making his first appearance going straight from Kannapolis to Double A. So from Low A to Double A. The set by Shook. And the 0-2 is high and in. Well, the count now of ball and 2 strikes to Neto. That makes sense. Kelly was a second-round pick by the White Sox in 2020. Out of Refugio High School in Texas. The set and the 1-2. There goes the runner, and it's swung on a miss. Diaz, the throw down to second, is not in time. So Soto steals second, but Neto strikes out, something that he notoriously did very little of in college. But Shook gets him on an inside pitch. It's the fourth strikeout for Shook, and there's one gone here in the bottom of the fifth. We've talked about it a couple of times on this broadcast, though, the fact that the Barons and the White Sox operating under a different mode the last month of the season as a breaking ball misses inside 1-0. Where the director of their farm system literally came out and called it Project Birmingham, where they promoted all of their top prospects to AA to finish out the year and let them get that experience. Set down though, 1-0 will wait as Shook spins and watches Soto get back to second. You know, it's funny because with the Angels, they have essentially done the same thing here with this Rocket City team. They have not called it as much. Set down though, 1-0 is pulled back at home and foul. And the count is 1-1 to Logan Ohapi, the number one prospect in the Los Angeles Angels organization. I know right after the re-rankings came out, I believe the Trash Pandas put out that they have the most top 30 pipeline prospects on their team of any team in all of minor league baseball. 1-1 breaking ball is swung on and missed. And the count is now 1-2 to Ohapi.
I think it got a good name for the Trash Pandas to nickname it as. Obviously, they're Rocket City and Nassau up down here as you lift off to Anaheim or Los Angeles.
Lift off, yeah, it's always got to be alliteration, right? The set and Shook, the 1-2. And Ohapi takes down low. It is 2-2. 14 of the top 30 prospects in the Angels organization are right here in Rocket City. Logan Ohapi, number one. Zach Neto, number two. Kai Bush, who we'll see this week, number four. Sam Bachman, number six. Jay Silseth, number seven. Landon Marceau, number 10, who is not slated to start in this series now. The set and the 2-2. And Ohapi watches a 68-footer. Bounce in. Good block by Diaz to punch it in front of him with the chest protector. And the count has run full to Ohapi. Yeah, Landon Marceau was originally in the starting rotation, but not present. Hopefully the injury that he had that kept him out of the start in Biloxi has not been re-aggravated. 3-2 Trash Pandas here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Soto at second and one going. And the 3-2 to Ohapi is taken low for ball four. Oh, a good-looking curve by Shook, and Diaz gives him a nod. That was one that they were hoping Ohapi would fish after, but he did not. And it's unfortunately the fifth walk of the night for Shook. And it's going to be the last pitch that he throws as Mike Guerrero emerges from the dugout. The Shuckers are going to go to the bullpen. I'll tell you who the new hurler is coming up on the other side. Shuckers trailing by a run 3-2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Pitching change for Biloxi here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Checkers trailing 3-2, and the new hurler is the right-hander Luis Contreras.
Yeah, the 25th appearance in AA Biloxi for Contreras this season. 3-2 record, a 3.20 ERA. 5 holds, 1 save, and 3 opportunities. Struck out 53, walks 16-39 in the third innings toss.
So he comes in with runners on first and second and one gone. And the first offer to the right-handed hitting Sonny DeShera is a curveball in there for a called strike. It is 0-1. So Shook departs after 4 1/3 today. So far has allowed 3 runs with 5 walks and 4 strikeouts. The 0-1. And another breaking ball. That's a little outside. 1 ball and 1 strike. The last time that we saw Luis was back in game number 2 of our doubleheader on Friday night. He came in and pitched a 1-2-3 seventh to lock down an 11-5 Shuckers win. The righty, the 1-1. That bounces in and a little bit away from Diaz, but Brent tosses the mask and chases after it and tracks it down in time to keep the runners in place. So Levon Soto at second, Logan O'Hoppe at first, and the one gone for DeShera, who's 2-for-2 today, had a 2 RBI double back in the first and had a single off the left field wall in the third in which he was thrown out at second base. Looked like he might have thought it was a home run and was thrown out at second. Contreras sets and right-handers 2-1. Is a fastball just below the knees. And so the count has run to 3 balls and 1 strike to DeShera. Also have to give Corey Ray a ton of credit for that throw that he made to gun down DeShera at second. I think he barehanded the ball after it came off the wall and in one motion made a great throw. 3-1, and a fastball is off the plate. Missed with 93, and now the bases are loaded with just one gone and Preston Palmeiro coming to hit. So a dicey situation here for Luis Contreras with the bases loaded and just one out. Preston Palmeiro coming to bat. And Contreras, to make sure he gets on the right page with Diaz, takes his first disengagement. Right-hander Contreras sets and the first offer. And Palmeiro takes a fastball inside. It is 1-0. Palmeiro so far today 0-for-2 with a ground out to first that ended the first inning and a strikeout that ended the third. Boy, what Luis wouldn't give to maybe get a double play ball here. DeShera running at first would be a prime candidate to help out. 1-0 and Palmeiro, a weak tapper of the first baseline foul. The count is 1-1. Soto at third, O'Hoppe at second, DeShera at first. One gone in the bottom of the fifth, Shuckers trailing it 3-2. Contreras bends over as he gets the sign, now stands upright. And the right-hander's 1-1. He's lined towards right field, but Whitley will come on, make the catch, set and throw. Here comes the runner home, Diaz cuts it off. And in the score on the sack fly is Levon Soto as Rocket City tags on another to make it 4-2.
That's the only unfortunate part. It was a well-struck baseball, and Whitley had a chance to get some momentum coming in from right field, but Soto, a good runner. That's why Diaz, knowing that Soto's going to be safe, trying to cut it off and see if they can get anybody else off the base pass, but everybody moves up 90 feet.
So now Ohapi to third and DeShera to second, and Jeremiah Jackson in from the right side. And like you said, tough because it did look like, of course, with Whitley, a good arm, he might have had a chance, but Soto, a very fast runner, and instead, Ohapi and DeShera are able to advance. Now the first offer to Jackson is outside. It is 1-0. Jackson so far today 0-2 with a line out to center and a ground out to second. Trash Pandas now lead Biloxi 4-2 here in the bottom of the fifth. Contreras sets and the pitch is over on the inner edge for a strike. Threw him a curveball. The count is now 1-1 to Jackson. For Contreras, that's just the second hit that he's allowed. Or check that, the only one hit allowed, but it's the first run that he's given up against these Trash Pandas this year. The send in the 1-1. He is on the outside edge, right at the knees for a strike. It is 1-2. Came in and threw two perfect innings with five strikeouts against Rocket City back on August 9th. And then he picked up a hold back on the 13th. He went one inning with a hit, a walk, and a strikeout and did not allow a run. The 1-2. A check swing, called third strike on the inside corner. So Contreras gets the strikeout, but a run scores without a hit in the bottom of the fifth inning. We head on to the sixth. It's now Rocket City 4 and Biloxi 2. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue after we pause 10 seconds for station identification.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove specializes in contractor's equipment. If you're working on a job and need a specific power tool, Milner can make your job easier. Milner even carries mini excavators, trenchers, light towers, compressors, pumps, and lifts. And that doesn't even scratch the surface on all the equipment Milner has to help contractors get the job done right and on time. Go by and see them today on Dito Road near Highway 49 Gulfport. Save time and money and get the job done right the first time.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
On to the top of the sixth inning. The Trash Panda is now leading the Shuckers 4-2. Jason Koga leads it off. The first offer from the line hitter Coleman Crow is outside for a ball. It is 1-0. So another run added on by the Trash Pandas in the bottom of the fifth inning as Koga hits this on one hop, speared by the third baseman Maitan. And he plants his feet and throws to first, and Jason is retired on just a couple of pitches. One gone in the lineup will turn over to Corey Ray. So a run scoring on three walks and a sack fly in the bottom of the fifth inning. Shuckers took a 2-0 lead in the first on an RBI single by Thomas Dillard and a throwing error, but they have really been limited ever since as the first offer to Ray is a little outside for a ball, 1-0. Shuckers managed a hit in both the fourth and fifth innings, but both of them were eliminated on a double play. 1-0, and Ray takes on the inner edge for a strike. The count is 1-1 to Corey, who's 0-2 today with a strikeout and a groundout. Strikeout 1-3 on the day for the right-hander Crow. The 1-1. And a curveball misses outside. It's 2-1 to Ray. And Devaney, the right-handed hitting shortstop, waiting on deck. The 2-1. And a big hack and a miss at an off-speed. From a curveball that caught a good piece of the plate, but Ray was just over it. And the count is now 2-2. Crow not wasting any time, the 2-2. He's low with a fastball. So the count has run full to Corey.
It really seems like you said the Shucker has blitzed him out of the gate, but Crow really finding his groove here.
Set in the 3-2, and Ray strikes out swinging on a curveball. Second out in the inning, fourth strikeout by Crow. And it brings up Cam Devaney with the bases empty and two gone. Now you talk about it, Thomas, you're exactly right. Shuckers made Crow throw 24 pitches there in the first inning as this is rocketed to deep left field. Tracking back on it, this one's at the wall. It is over the fence, and it is off the fence and in. Oh, it looked like Devaney might have cleared it with the way that hopped out over towards the berm. But instead, it is in the field of play for a double. And I think Cam is even looking out there saying, wait, that looked like it was bouncing on the concourse. How did it end up back in the field of play? And instead, it is the 26th double of the year for Devaney.
And I think he's thinking, how did I not get that one out of here? And it looked like it did, like you said.
Well, I'm from where we're sitting here. We're positioned more towards the first base side, so we're almost looking down the third base line. So we've got a more straight shot view out to left field, so maybe it's because we're looking straight on and not at an angle to track the path of the flight of the ball. But I thought that that one went over the fence and into the bullpen that houses the Trash Pandas. And all of a sudden, the center fielder Teodosio is scooping it up and throwing it back in. So it's a double by Devaney. And a meeting on the mound before Whitley comes to bat. And see if the Shuckers can get something going with two outs here. First offer, and Whitley fouls it back for a strike. It is 0-1. And Garrett 1-for-1 today, singled in the fourth, and walked and scored a run back in the first inning. 4-2 Trash Pandas. During the top of the sixth inning, Whitley does represent the tying run for the Shuckers. Right-hander Crow, here's the 0-1. And a breaking ball, Whitley chases it. The count is 0-2. But very briefly, what we were saying earlier, Crow had to throw 24 pitches in the first. Since then, 12 in the second, 11 in the third, 14 in the fourth, and just 10 to get through the fifth inning. The kick in the 0-2. And Whitley takes a low. The count is a ball and two strikes, and it does appear there is some moving out in the bullpen for the Trash Pandas, as Crow is now up to 84 pitches on the night. And he will step off before the next one to Whitley. Devaney at second after his two-out double. Whitley digs back in from the right side. And Crow, the 1-2, is a curveball outside. Ohapi slides to his right to keep it in front of him. And so the count goes even at 2-2 to Whitman. Garrett now 3-for-4 lifetime off of Crow as he fouls one back of home and it'll loop into the stand. Count will stay at 2-2. And that's what's crazy is that after the Shuckers scored two in the top of the first, their offense has just been held down. Haven't put a man in scoring position until Devaney here in this inning, but they are very much in striking distance as a 2-2 is fought back again. So the count will stay at 2-2 to Whitler. The righty Crow strides home with a 2-2. And Whitley strikes out swinging on a fastball at the bottom of the zone. So a two-out double, but nothing else for the Shuckers in the top of the sixth inning. And as we head on to the bottom of the sixth, it's still the Trash Pandas 4 and the Shuckers 2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com. Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Rocket City Trash Pandas 4-2. Luis Contreras will come out for his first full inning of work. He'll get Maiton, Teodosio, and Whitefield the 3-2 up. And we're going to be a moment late going here in the bottom of the sixth inning because there is a literal drumline battle going on here at the ballpark. I hope they weren't hoping that one of the drumlines would have a chance for a reply because... well, they each got to do one, and well, let's have them hang out on top of the dugout if they want to go again into the bottom or the top of the seventh inning. So Maiton, the switch hitter, batting left against the righty Contreras, and the first pitch is fouled off for a strike. It is 0-1.
Now it is rivalry night. They had the whatever schools they are, not familiar with the area, so they had them out in left and right field in the pregame. Have a dance-off as well.
I think I saw the cheerleaders when I was down near the clubhouse earlier. As the first, as the next offer, he swung on and missed. The count is 0-2. Well, as we said, a high school football very much underway right now. There's college football got going with week zero, but it all kicks off in earnest coming up. I think Thursday night is when things really get going.
Got some action or something going on. Has to be.
First Saturday, where everybody is playing, coming up this Saturday, as Contreras misses high and away with the ball, and it's 1-2. Infield swung around to the right side for Maiton, batting left, as Contreras is 1-2. He's taken just outside with a fastball. The count goes to 2-2 to Maiton, who's 1-for-1 today. With a solo home run in the second, a walk and a steal in the fourth. At the time, the home run was the difference. Trash Pandas added on another in the fifth. As this offer is sliced down the left field line, Coke is going to chase it but run out of space as it gets to the other side of the netting. So the count will stay at 2-2 to Maiton. Contreras ready, and the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase a curveball. Second strikeout for Luis. One gone, and Bryce Teodosio, the batter. Well, we were checking on the Southern League scoreboard. At the time, we told you that Montgomery led it 4-0. They've added on three more in the eighth. Oslavis Basabe with an RBI single, a wild pitch scoring a run, and then Ronnie Simon with a sac fly. But meanwhile, the Wahoos jumped out to a big lead over Chattanooga tonight. As the first offer cut on a miss by Teodosio for a strike, it is 0-1. Pensacola, 2 in the first, 3 in the fourth, and 3 in the fifth. Add on one more in the sixth, and they were up 9-0 heading to the bottom of the sixth inning. The 0-1 is high and tight. We count one ball and one strike to Teodosio, who's 0-1 with a strikeout, a walk, and a stolen base tonight. A couple of RBI doubles, some sac flies, as this pitch is cut on a miss, and the count is 1-2. So nothing really big to ride home about. However, Chattanooga got three back in the bottom of the sixth. On a Christian Encarnacion Strand home run, and then Michael Ciani with a double in the bottom of the seventh. But the large mountain to overcome as the 1-2 is just a little outside with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And so the count has gone to two balls and two strikes to Teodosio. One gone and the base is empty. Shuckers trailing it 4-2 here in the bottom of the sixth. And the righty Contreras, the 2-2. A swing and a miss. Boy, he got him way out in front of a curveball. That's three consecutive strikeouts for Contreras. Two gone in the inning, and the lineup turns over to Aaron Whitefield. Last but not least tonight, Tennessee is at Trustmark Park taking on the Mississippi Braves. And that game is currently tied at 2 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Cade Bunnell with a bases-loaded walk to force in a run as a fastball is at the top of the zone for a strike. Jake Slaughter tied it with an RBI single, and Jonathan Perlazzo with his league-leading 34th double made it 2-1 Tennessee. The set and the 0-1 is low. 1-1 now to Whitefield. A Javier Valdez walk forced in a run. So how do you like that? Mississippi has scored both their runs tonight on bases-loaded walks against Tennessee. Contreras, the 1-1 offer. And Whitefield pops it up, but first base side foul. And the count goes to 1-2. 4-2 Trash Pandas over the Shuckers here in the bottom of the sixth inning with two gone and the bases empty. And the right-hander Luis Contreras looking to toss a 1-2-3 sixth. Count leverage here. As the 1-2 to Whitefield is hit on the ground and in the left field, a base hit. And it gets past Holt out and left. And so Whitefield will head around second. He's going for third. The throw is wide. A sharply struck ball, but Holt just had to go right past him in left field. That was a grounder. And Holt coming over and trying to play it off to his left side, just had it bounce right by him. And so it's a single for Whitefield. And then a two-base error on Holt, normally a second baseman playing in left field tonight. So a man at third, and here's LeVon Soto, who has not been retired tonight. 1-for-1 with two walks. First offer and a breaking ball. Finds the inner edge for a called strike. It is 0-1. And again, the Shuckers are down Tristan Lutz. He was placed on the IL during our series against Chattanooga. As the 0-1 is waved on a miss, it's 0-2. And so they are kind of playing left field by committee at this point to try and get the best bats into the order. Saw Thomas Dillard out there a little bit, and Gabe Holt getting his share of action out there tonight. And obviously not a knock on Terrence Dawson, but certainly against a high-powered offense like the Trash Pandas, you need the best possible nine bats he can get. The 0-2 is lifted but foul along the left side. And the count will stay at 0-2 to Soto.
kind of back like earlier in the year when Jackson Reed's playing 20 games out of left field, which it was a position that Reed's hadn't played since high school.
Yep.
It was a position he was very familiar with, one of the first positions he learned to play.
Just surprising this year that keeping a number of healthy outfielders has been the problem, as the 0-2 is high and away. The ball and two strikes to Soto. But obviously, Garrett Mitchell was on the IL for the better part of 2 months. Tristan Lutz has been on and off the IL this season with a couple of different injuries. Joey Weimer obviously missed some time. Sal Frelick missed time on a couple of occasions as the 1-2 is rolled foul of the first baseline. And it'll stay at 1-2 to Soto. And then you've also had an issue at the low A level where they haven't had outfielders to be able to promote up to double A. Carlos Rodriguez, the outfielder, was certainly a prime candidate, but he has also been injured this year. The set, and Contreras, the 1-2, high and away, 2-2. And then the other outfielder you look at that, you know, would have filled in nicely is Tristan Peters, who was traded on deadline day, pretty much at the deadline, for Trevor Rosenthal. Set by Contreras. And another 2-2 to Soto is fouled back. A tough at-bat continuing here. The left-handed hitting Soto. Trash Panda is leading the Shuckers 4-2 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Whitefield is on third after the single and the two-base error by the left fielder Gabe Holtz. Contreras. Another 2-2. Is high and away, and the count has run full. So Soto, after falling behind 0-2, foul ball, ball outside, foul ball outside, foul ball, and then ball outside. So he has worked the count full against Contreras. Right-hander, baseball gripped in his palm as he dangles the right arm, now stands upright to set, and will take his disengagement to reset the pitch clock. But there is not a breath of wind in the ballpark tonight. The flags that are out in left field are still out on the flagpoles. Still a pretty pleasant evening, but still here in Madison. Contreras, the payoff pitch, is taken just outside. It's ball four. The third time that Soto has walked this evening, he's been on base all four times. And then on the edges with two gone and Zach Neto coming to hit. Second walk by Contreras and the seventh of the night for Shuckers pitching. And with that, Biloxi's bullpen will start to loosen up as it looks like the right-hander Zach Venero is starting to warm out of the pen for the Shuckers. And indeed, he is throwing. We'll see if Soto is on the move as Contreras stares in and deals the first. There goes Soto, and the pitch bounces in and out of the glove of Diaz. There will be no throw. So Soto steals second base on ball one to Zach Neto. Third stolen base of the night for the Trash Pandas, and the second by Soto. Seventeenth steal of the year for Soto. So now 2 men in scoring position, but still two gone. And the 1-0 to Neto is a breaking ball called a strike knee high. The count is 1-1. Neto so far tonight, a single and a run scored in the first. A pop out to first in the second, and a strikeout in the fifth. Trash Pandas leading it 4-2 as Contreras strides home with the 1-1. And another breaking ball on the inner edge. They're called strike, and the count is 1-2. Big spot here for the Shuckers in the bottom of the sixth. Contreras trying to strand Tooman in scoring position. And the righty's 1-2. He's at the knees. It's a called third strike. Dexter Kelly rings up that Zach Netto on a fastball at the knees. And so Contreras, a single, a two-base error, and a walk, but he leaves both of them on in a scoreless bottom of the sixth. We go on to the seventh. Shuckers still trailing it 4-2. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our price is low.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, and in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Start of the seventh inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Rocket City Trash Pandas by a score of 4-2. New Hurler into the ballgame for the Trash Pandas for the seventh. To tell you all about him and take you through this frame, here is Thomas Zenzarella.
Well, thank you. Garrett is the right-hander, and I should say the hard-throwing right-hander. Ben Joyce enters the contest. The rookie in his first year of professional baseball out of the University of Tennessee up in Knoxville was selected in the third round of the 2022 draft this past year. Well, he replaces Coleman Crow. His line for the win right now. Crow allowed just two runs on six hits, walked one, and struck out five across the first six innings. He threw 87 pitches, 57 of them for his strikes. Faces the middle part of the order, 4, 5, and 6. As Thomas Dillard stands in from the left side on the first pitch, 101 miles an hour. He has a fastball up and away for ball one. Well, for Joyce, he was sent right to Double A Rocket City, and a fastball zips away at 101 again, 2-0. It's his seventh appearance, second against the Shuckers, a 1-0 record. A 3 ERA is allowed, 2 runs in 6 innings. As a 2-0 dealer, flies it well in the air down the left field line, but slices foul to the left of the foul pole. That is what it is like trying to hit 102 off the bat with a pitch on the outer half.
I mean, that is incredible, though, that Dillard got to that. And, boy, if he's just a millisecond earlier, he loops it inside of the foul pole.
2-1. This time he's tardy and 101 on the outer half. 2-2. He's got to get the barrel to the baseball, and it will fly. Especially with Dillard's power, the 2-2. And he swings and misses tardy at 101 as he got tied up. And Joyce strikes out Dillard, one gone in the seventh. And Joyce in 6 innings, he's walked 2, struck out 7. But in college, had the eye-popping 14.8 strikeouts per 9 innings with the Volunteers this year. As Felix Valerio takes the fastball, 102 on the inner half for strike one. Shucker is trailing the Trash Pandas 4-2 in the top of the seventh. Nobody on, one gone. And the 0-1 breaking ball fisted well in the air down the right field line. But it's Whitefield who backpedals inside, steps his left towards the warning track, makes the catch for out number two. Well, he saw the slider that Joyce has in his arsenal. First time we saw it today. They dipped down and away, and Valerio shot out the opposite way. stays inside the fence. Two outs, base is empty for the switch hitting first baseman, Xavier Warren. Can't connect on a fastball on the outer half for strike one. Warren 1-for-2 today as the right-hander Joyce from the lineup, 0-1. There's a fastball at the bottom of the zone called strike again, 1-0-1. It is 0-2. That is where he normally sits, just over triple digits. We're going to make quick work of the Shuckers, 0-2. He's outside, 1-0-3. That is the fastest we've seen from him tonight. Definitely an eyesore for the fans in Madison. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. 102-mile fastball as Warren finishes down on a knee. Two strikeouts in a 1-2-3 top of the seventh inning. It's stretch time at Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Shuckers trailing 4-2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Half of the seventh inning as Zach Bonero enters the ball game for the right-hander Luis Contreras. With the Shuckers trailing 4-2. Again, Bonero in for Contreras.
Yeah, 41st appearance of the year for Zach. 4-2 with a 4.46 ERA. He's finished 22 games for Biloxi. He's 9-for-12 in save chances. In 42 and a third innings, 23 runs, 21 earned on 43 hits, 23 walks to 45 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 267 against the righty.
First pitch to Logan O'Hoppe is a fastball at the knees, called strike 95 miles an hour. Out of the right hand of Bonero. 4, 5, and 6 to up O'Hoppe to Sharon Palmero. Shuckers have been trailing since the Maiton home run in the second. And a check swing from O'Hoppe, it's in there either way, 0-2. O'Hoppe's last time up walked, 0-for-2, but his on base streak at 17 games in his 17th game with the Angels organization. As the 0-2 check swings downstairs, 1-2, when it's also the fifth or sixth straight game now. O'Hoppe has walked, so not only can he bring the power, but seems like he's starting to really recognize the strike zone. Bonero peering in towards the mid of Diaz as he gets a sign. And a tall right-hander set, 1-2. As O'Hoppe drives it well, straightaway center field. Ray back and halts himself just shy of the warning track, makes the catch. And deep center. But Toyota Field holds it. One gone in the seventh. So Bonero faces the first baseman, Sonny Ashera. He's been on base all three times today. And for Bonero, it's his third time against Rocket City. Toss the scoreless inning, struck out two on August 9th, but Into too hot his next time out. As Asher takes inside with a fastball, 95 for ball one. Madero went just a third of an inning, gave up six runs on four hits. He walked two. As Madero kicks 1-0. And he fights in there with a slider on the inner half for a called strike, 1-1. It was part of an eight-run top of the seventh inning, a 14-5 Trash Pandas victory. As Madero 1-1 home, it's a slider down and away. And Asher lays off 2-1. Well, the Shuckers were chilling just a run going into that top of the seventh inning. It was a Friday night at MGM Park. 2-1 is just low in the zone. This is with the slider, 3-1. Asher, a 2-RBI double in the first inning, singled in the third, and then walked in the fifth, has yet to come around and score. 3-1. Is a fastball at the belt on the inside corner as Asher has started to walk a step over home plate and getting ready to toss the barrel. But home plate umpire Dexter Kelly keeps him right there. As Asher pinwheels the bat around a few times to Venero, who comes set 3-2. Is inside ball four, missed with the slider. Trying to work it on the inside corner. But that is now the eighth walk issued from Shuckers pitching today. TJ Shuck in four and a third innings, yielded five. Contreras, who did toss a scoreless inning in two thirds, walked two and struck out four. So runner at first, one out. Shuckers behind 4-2 to Rocket City. The slider slithers down and in for ball one of the shoot tops of the left to the hitting DH, Preston Palmeiro. Now the son of the great major leaguer Rafael Palmeiro played his college baseball in Mississippi State. 1-0 is low. Fastball located just a hair below the knees at 94 miles an hour. It's 2-0. 6'6", 230-pound Reinhardt thrower Zach Venero from the third base side of the rubber, 2-0. And Palmeiro whiffs and misses at a fastball for strike one. Venero is more of a sinker ball pitcher. A fastball sitting around the mid-90s. He was throwing upper 90s earlier in the season. 2-1. Is grounded right side and through. Past the diving second baseman, Felix Valerio. Into right field as the Sheriff holds up at second. But Preston Palmeiro has his first hit in the contest and now extends his hitting streak to six games. And Venero got the ground ball he was looking for, but Palmeiro just able to find the hole in the infield. Asher at second, Palmeiro at first, one gone. Bottom seven, Rocket City in control of game one, 4-2. And a first pitch, weak ground ball out to second. Flip to second for one, Devaney comes across, and they get the other at first as Jeremiah Jackson bounces into an inning ending 4-6-3 double play. So Zach Venero works around the walk and the single and tosses a scoreless seventh inning. The Shuckers look to get the bats going at the top of the eighth inning as they trail 4-2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Shuckers trail Rocket City 4-2 as we enter the top of the eighth inning. The new pitcher in the ballgame is left-hander Nick Jones. And with that, we send it back to Garrett Green to take you the rest of the way home tonight.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. For Jones, it's his 26th appearance of the year. He's 2-0 with a 3 ERA here in Rocket City. Three holds, one save, and one chance. 30 innings worth of work, 11 runs, 10 of them earned on 20 hits. He has walked 20 and struck out 38. Opponents are hitting just a 189 against the left-hander, Nick Jones. So we'll get Brent Diaz to lead things off here. Bottom third of the order due up in the bottom of the eighth for the Shuckers. As the southpaw Diaz, and Diaz skies this one into shallow center field. Soto's back on it, but Teodosio along with Whitefield are there. And it's Whitefield to ultimately pluck it out of the sky for out number one. One pitch, one out, and Gabe Holt the batter. So Ben Joyce goes one scoreless inning, two strikeouts, and no runs and no walks as well for the flame-throwing right-hander. Shuckers had a 2-0 lead in the top of the first inning. RBI single by Thomas Dillard and a throwing error brought in the first two runs. And the Trash Pandas responded with a pair in the bottom of the first. As the first offer is in there for a strike, it is 0-1 to Holtz, who so far today is 0-2. With the ground out to second, he has also hit into a double play. Jones ready is the 0-1. And Holt takes low. It is 1-1. Reminder, the Shuckers did get a double play to get themselves out of the bottom of the seventh inning. That double play brought to you by the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi. Located just steps away from beaches, casinos, and, of course, MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Pitches on the inner edge to Holt, and he disagrees with it, but it is 1-2. As Gabe steps out and talks to Dexter Kelly. He is still talking as he stands back in, and Dexter Kelly calls time and points to himself, and Holt is still arguing with Kelly as he stands back in. Lefty-lefty matchup. Holt very vocal about what he thought about that strike. And the count is 1-2. And Gabe strikes out swinging and has a glare for Dexter Kelly as he makes the long walk back of the Shuckers' dugout. And that's a new one. I don't know if I have ever seen an umpire call time in the era of the pitch clock and point to himself for the reason the time was called.
I think he's still and probably just saying, Holt, they don't talk anything more about it.
It's a strikeout of Gabe. Two gone in the inning, and Jason Koka, switch hitter, will bat right as he fouls the first pitch back for a strike at his 0-1. Shuckers trailing 4-2 here in the bottom of the, or in the top of the eighth inning, excuse me. As Koka waits, and the lefty Jones stretches out the hands, now brings them down to the belt and the 0-1. It is high and inside, it's 1-1. Now, with noting for Biloxi, this is just their second nine-inning game that they are playing since Sunday. Oh, no, check that. We didn't even play nine innings on Sunday in Montgomery. As the 1-1 is swung on a miss by Koka, it's 1-2. So from, what, Friday when we were in Montgomery until today, the Shuckers played a grand total of one continuous nine-inning game.
Yeah.
Left-hander Jones sets, and the 1-2 is a little low and outside. Count draws even because on Saturday night in Montgomery, we were in the top of the fourth inning, on top of the fifth inning whenever our game got suspended. So we had to finish that one and then play seven on Sunday as time is called by Koka. Then obviously we were unable to play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in Biloxi because of rain. Two sevens on Friday, a nine inning on Saturday, and two sevens on Sunday.
The 2-2. And Coca takes low, and the count is run full to Yason. So nice to just have one nine-inning game to worry about today.
A little bit different.
Little bit different. Nice to get back to a regular routine. 3-2, and Coca pops it foul first base side.
It'll be nice if the weather just laid off the rest of the year now.
We can only hope.
One way to find out. Gotta go through.
Gotta go through. Another 3-2 to Coca. And another foul ball. And so the count will stay right there to Yason with Corey Ray waiting on deck for Biloxi. Trailing 4-2 here in the top of the eighth inning. Can't say I've looked at the forecast for next week in Biloxi. 3-2. And Coca just nicks a piece of it to stay alive. I would envision, for the fact that it's the end of August and the first part of September, there's some amount of rain in the forecast, but hopefully not a lot.
It's about 60% starting on Monday to Wednesday, 50 on Thursday.
3-2, low and inside, ball four. So the Shuckers have their first base runner since the sixth inning as the lineup turns over and Ray comes to the plate as the tying run. You know, those odds, especially more than a week out, I'll take.
50-52, that's a coin flip.
That turns into less than a coin flip.
It turns down into like 20-30%.
I'll take that. Plus, a week out is just way too much to know. First off, Ray and Corey lines it into left field. It's a base hit. So a walk to Coca after a long battling at bat, and now Ray with a single. And all of a sudden, it's not the tying run coming to the plate. It's the go-ahead run in the form of Cam Devaney, who already hit a bullet double his last time up. And with that, Logan O'Happy is going to go out and have a quick word with his left-hander Nick Jones.
That's all it takes. Sometimes a two-out walk, and Coca still up there finding every single pitch. And then, like you said, you're width and distance, still just trailing 4-2. The gap feels more than what it is just because of the way the Shuckers scored the two runs on the first. And well, they've had three hits since that three-hit first inning until that single.
And incredibly, just nobody left on base until Devaney was left stranded in the sixth. They hit into a couple of double plays. But two men on and two gone as Devaney digs in. And the first offer, and Cam just underneath it, shoots it right back to the screen for a foul. It is 0-1. Devaney is 2-for-3 today. He's singled, doubled, and flied to right. And now would be the time to be a triple shy of the cycle. Left-hander Jones sets, and the 0-1. And Cam shoots it into right field towards the gap. That'll drop down, and it's going to go all the way to the wall. It's cut off by Whitefield. They're going to wave Ray home. Here comes the throw to the plate. Ray slides. He is safe as he slides around the tag from Logan O'Happy. And Devaney ends up as third as he ties the ballgame at four here in the eighth. It'll likely go down as a double for Devaney. But Corey Ray scoring all the way from first on a ball to the right field gap, and the Shuckers have tied it up here in the eighth inning.
I mean, first off, incredible play from Aaron Whitefield. He slides in feet first to stop the ball from going all the way to the wall, just a foot shy of the warning track. And J.J. Reimer had the windmill working the whole entire way, and Corey Ray contorting his body to get around the slide.
So now the go-ahead run at third, and Whitley takes a called strike. It is 0-1. So indeed, Devaney had pretty much stopped at second, and when he saw the throw go home, he took third base. So a good job by Cam to end up at third. As the offer is at the knees at 93 to Whitley, he's quickly in an 0-2 hole. So this rally started with a two-out walk to Coca. And then Ray with a single and Devaney with his third hit of the night. A two RBI double to the right field gap. The 0-2. And Whitley, a bouncer to short. Coming on Neto, Fields shuffles the feet and accurately throws the first.
to bring the top of the eighth to a close. But the Shuckers charge back and tie the game on a walk and two hits, including a two RBI double by Cam Devaney, his 27th of the year. We move on to the bottom of the eighth, now tied at four between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
At four, as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas, Zach Bonero out for his second inning of work, and he deals the first pitch to Kevin Maiton that spiked to the netting over the Shuckers dugout foul for his strike. It is 0-1. So a two RBI double by Cam Devaney ties the game in the top of the eighth inning. As Bonero sets and deals, and Maiton takes a fastball outside. The count is one ball and one strike to the switch hitting third baseman, batting left against the righty Bonero. The kick and the 1-1. Alone with the slider. And the count, two balls and one strike. Maiton so far today, 1-for-2. His one was a solo home run in the second. At the time, it gave the Trash Pandas a 3-2 lead. The 2-1. A whiff and a miss at a slider that broke towards his back foot, and the count is 2-2. And man, how big does that double play ball from an inning ago look now out of the right-hander Zach Bonero after he'd given up a walk and a single. He got a ground ball double play from Jeremiah Jackson. Bonero readies, and the right-hander, the 2-2. Whoa, with a slider. And the count has run full to Maiton. Bryce Teodosio waiting on deck. Aaron Whitefield in the hole. Teodosio and Whitefield both right-handed hitters. As the 3-2 is bounced up the middle, coming on Devaney behind second, jogs towards first, and has plenty of time to rifle it that way and retire Maiton. So 6-3 on the bouncer up the middle, one gone, and Teodosio the hitter. Big for the Shuckers here to see if they can get a win in the series opener. As Bonero kicks home the first, and Whitefield out in front of a slider for a strike, or Teodosio, excuse me, it is 0-1. Teodosio 0-2 today. He has struck out each of his last two times up. Did walk back in the second inning. The 0-1. Another swing and a miss, this time on another slider. And the count is 0-2. Four Shuckers and Trash Pandas. The 0-2 pitch. He's weakly hit up the middle. Devaney has to throw from a sidearm slot, and he gets it there in front of Teodosio. A slow bouncer,
And Teodosio flying down the line. Devaney, as soon as it hit the leather, quickly exchanged and threw off balance. And it's back-to-back putouts by the Shucker shortstop after he tied the game. So the lineup turns over, and now it's Aaron Whitefield, the right fielder. Looking ahead to the Shucker's ninth. Pretty good part of the order. 4-5-6, Dillard, Valerio, and Warren, your 3-2 up. Bonero trying to get it there, tied at four. First offer, swing and a miss on a sinker for a strike. It is 0-1. Whitefield, 1-for-4 today. Singled through the left side his last time up, and he moved around to third on an error by Gabe Holtz. The 0-1. And a slider is outside. The count, 1-1 to Whitefield. The Whitefield, originally a product of the Minnesota Twins, signed out of Australia as an international free agent. The 1-1. Fouled off right side, and the count is 0-2. And we saw him in 2019 when he was a member of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos for the lone season that they were a Twins affiliate. Venero, the 1-2. Low and outside with a slider. So we count 2-2 to Whitefield. Now Whitefield has spent some time in the major leagues, made his major league debut back in 2020 with Minnesota, and did play there this year with Anaheim. 2-2, flies it in the air, left field. Holt is tracking over. Ray will call him off, and in deep left center field, on the warning track, reach up and make the catch, and Zach Venero, a 1-2-3, bottom of the eighth inning. We go on to the ninth, tied at four between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas. And as we do, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd, remember old man Croc?
Makes 50-pound cast iron statues of cows?
Yep, he needs us to haul 2 dozen of them to Oklahoma for cash money.
Sparky, we need us a fifth wheel or a gooseneck hitch. Then we can haul big loads. And Southern Pro Truck has everything needed to get into the hotshot business.
Southern Pro Truck?
And the know-how to set us up right.
How much you reckon 2 dozen 50-pound statues of cows weigh, Floyd?
What, did you skip school on math day in the fourth grade?
I skipped the whole fourth grade.
Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of IT.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
The start of the ninth inning here in Rocket City. Shuckers tied at four with the Trash Pandas, and Rocket City turns to a new right-hander, Sean McLaughlin. He gets the switch hitting Thomas Dillard batting left. On the first offer is on the outer edge for a strike.
And McLaughlin's 33rd appearance this season with Rocket City, a 3-4 record, a 5.40 ERA. Three holds, 0-for-1 in save opportunities.
As the 0-1, Dillard slams out into left field, but tracking over and nearly overrunning it is Jeremiah Jackson as he hauls in the line drive for the out. One gone.
In 48 and a third innings this year for McLaughlin, has allowed 6 home runs, hit 9 batters while walking 18, and striking out 54. Opponents hitting 245.
So one gone, and Felix Valerio the batter. Remember, this game tied at 4. Because the Shuckers got a 2-RBI double by Cam Devaney an inning ago. First pitch in there for a strike. It is 0-1 to Valerio, who's 1-for-3 today. with a single, a fly out to right, and he grounded into a double play back in the fourth. Righty-righty matchup as McLaughlin deals. And Valerio shoots this one out into left field. Jackson at a run. He dives and hauls it in. Jeremiah Jackson, full extension to rob Valerio of a double into the left field corner. And it's a tough second out for the Shuckers here in the top of the ninth.
Yeah, McLaughlin gets away with one there, a hanging slider over the inner third of the plate. And that would have been instant life for the Shuckers.
But instead, two gone, and Xavier Warren, it's a breaking ball at the knees for a strike. It is 0-1. Some of the best contact out of Biloxi all day, but Jeremiah Jackson up to the task. Now the 0-1 is a fastball high and away at 93. They count one ball and one strike to Warren. Warren so far today, 1-for-3 with a single back in the fifth. The 1-1, way outside. The count 2-1. We saw McLaughlin make two appearances back in Biloxi. One of them, he went an inning and a third scoreless. The 2-1, and Warren can't check his swing as he half-heartedly comes to the zone, and the count is 2-2. The other one on the 14th, back in MGM Park, McLaughlin gave up 3 runs on 2 hits. He hit a batter and walked one and struck out one. As the 2-2 on the inner edge, a called third strike. Warren can't believe it as he chucks the bat down after a word with Dexter Kelly. And the Shuckers are done in order in the top of the ninth inning thanks to a great defensive play and left by Jeremiah Jackson. Bottom of the ninth inning coming. Soto, Neto, Ohapi, the 3-2 up for the Trash Pandas. And the right-hander, Harold Chirino, coming out for the Shuckers. We'll introduce you to him on the other side on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Home half of the ninth inning, tied at 4 between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Rocket City Trash Pandas. And the Shuckers will turn to the mighty Harold Chirino to try and send this game to the 10th inning.
And Chirino's 38th appearance this season with AA Biloxi, 3-2 record, a 3.38 ERA, 3 holds and 2 saves and 5 opportunities, and 45 and a third innings has allowed just 3 home runs. Walked 17, struck out 41, opponents hitting 237 off of him this year.
Leading things off for Rocket City is the left-handed hitting LaVon Soto. As the righty Chirino sets out and the first offer. He is a little low with a slider. It is 1-0. Chirino. The 6'1", 211-pound right-hander. Operating from the first base side of the rubber. Sets and deals the 1-0. And the slider is low and in. It's 2-0.
Torino wearing full-length blue sleeves out from underneath the royal blue jersey top for the Shuckers tonight. He's got the gray pants rolled up to show the dark blue socks. The 2-0 is Anthony's first strike with a slider. It is 2-1. Torino mostly a two-pitch pitcher, throwing a fastball and a slider. Has a aquamarine kind of teal-colored glove on his left hand as he brings home the 2-1. And misses downstairs with the slider. It's 3-1 to LeVon Soto. Shuckers have not retired Soto tonight. He's 1-for-1 with a single in the first. He has walked each of his other three times up. He's also stolen two bases tonight. Not a guy you want to put on. 3-1 is a fastball, and it's inside for ball four. Fourth walk of the night for Soto. He's been on base all five times. And you can assume he will likely be in motion with Zach Neto batting.
Yeah, that has been the unfortunate part for the Shuckers today. That is their ninth walk compared to eight strikeouts.
Again, four of them all coming to Soto. So certainly a number that's higher than you would like.
Yeah, well, luckily right now, Soto's the only one that's come around to score off of a walk.
The leadoff man is on for Zach Neto, right-handed hitting shortstop. First offer, and Neto takes a slider outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Neto, 1-for-4 today, singled and scored a run in the first. Popped out to first in the second, and he struck out each of his last two times up. Torino sets, and the righty, the 1-0. And Neto, a weak ground ball, and it's speared by Torino. However, he bobbles a little, so his only play is the first as Soto moves to second. But a great job by Torino to come off the mound, leap up, and make the play. If Harold doesn't get that ball, I don't think Devaney or Valerio has any shot at it, and he'd have two men on with nobody gone.
I think you're right, just because of the situation. You know, obviously not that Neto doesn't run hard all the time, but yeah, you know the situation. That's a high little roller, and Devaney playing a little bit more back on the infield. Have to charge in to try to get that.
Well, Logan O'Hoppe has homered four times off of the Shuckers. He single-handedly beat them in a game back in Biloxi and nearly tied it up in the ninth inning in the series finale. And so the Shuckers say, we want no part of Logan O'Hoppe batting, as the winning run in a 4-4 ball game in the ninth. They intentionally walk him. He doesn't get much easier, though, as Sonny DeShera will be the batter. And before that, Nick Childs is going to come out and have a quick meeting on the mound with everybody. Diaz comes out, and the entire infield comes to have a conversation as well.
That helps him get the double play ball in order, too, to try to get out of this inning. Yes, they got one in the seventh.
And not great speed out of either O'Hoppe or DeShera. So DeShera, a prime double play candidate. But the guy who has a great on-base percentage coming into today, DeShera had a .444 on-base percentage. That will have only gone up as he's gone 2-for-2 with a double, a single, and two walks today. Early on in his double-A career, DeShera has hit into a pair of double plays. Shuckers would love one here, tied at four with one out in the bottom of the ninth. The first offer to DeShera is down low, and Diaz lays out to catch a slider for ball one. Wow.
Save the game.
That it might be. That ball gets away from him. There is plenty of foul territory here. But more than anything, that gives Soto and O'Hoppe 90 free feet, takes away the double play, and sets it up to where you don't need a hit to win the game. But right now, runner is still at first and second, the 1-0. And a slider a little bit closer to the plate, but still low and outside. Two balls and no strikes to DeShera. Doesn't get any easier either with Preston Palmeiro waiting on deck. This is what it can be so dangerous about this Trash Pandas lineup. The set and the 2-0. He's low and outside with a fastball at 96. And so three balls and no strikes to DeShera. Runners on first and second. The 3-0 is right in there for a strike. 3-1. 96 painted on the inner edge. And Harrell needed that. No action in Biloxi's bullpen. This is Chirino's bottom of the ninth. The 3-1 is shot through the right side, a base hit. Coming on the scoop, it is Whitley. The throw to the plate, coming home Soto. He slides, he's safe. And the Trash Pandas walk off the Shuckers 5-4 tonight on an RBI single by Sonny DeShera. A base hit in the right field by DeShera, his third hit of the night and the fifth time that he was on base. And it was the touch first as the Trash Pandas win the series opener. And when we come back, we'll have a look back at this one on the postgame show, plus scores from around the Southern League and the Brewers affiliated system. All of that when Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Toyota Field. Shuckers fall in walk-off fashion tonight to the Rocket City Trash Pandas by a final score of 5-4. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarello alongside. Let's take you back through this one. And for the Shuckers, they got off to a hot start against the right-hander Coleman Crow. After a strikeout of the first batter, Cam Devaney singled and Garrett Whitley walked. Then Thomas Dillard with the single up the middle that drove in Devaney. And then Whitley scored on a throwing error by Bryce Teodosio, and the Shuckers had a 2-0 lead. Unfortunately, Biloxi ran into a couple of outs there in the top of the first inning. Valerio dunked a single into left field, and Dillard kind of stopped as he came around third and then attempted to score on a pretty shallow single into left. He was thrown out pretty easily at home. And then Valerio was caught trying to steal second. So the Shuckers run into two outs there in a very promising first inning. Ronkin City replied with two in the bottom of the first. Levon Soto with a single. Zach Neto with a single. And then Sonny DeShera, who will factor back into our story a little bit later,
The two RBI double that tied the game at two at that point. You then move on to the second inning. The Shuckers kind of got into a spot where they were sat down pretty successively in this ball game. They did manage runners in the fourth and fifth inning. However, both times that they did, they ultimately hit into double plays. For the Trash Pandas, they would take the lead in the second on a solo home run by Kevin Maiton, his seventh of the year. And they added on another in the fifth on a sac fly after the bases were loaded on three walks. The sac fly made it 4-2. Shuckers would tie the game in the top of the eighth inning thanks to a walk of their own. Jason Coco worked a walk, and then a single by Corey Ray, but two men on. Then Cam Devaney with a double to the right field gap. And how about, you mentioned it at the time, Thomas, how about J.J. Reimer sending around Ray and bringing him in? And ultimately that scores a run as he's able to avoid a tag from Logan Ohapi. And the Shuckers tied the game at four. They weren't able to muster any more offense after that. You look to the top of the ninth inning, Felix Valerio, best chance that the Shuckers had, a sharp line drive to left field, but ultimately a great diving catch was made by Jeremiah Jackson. And then in the bottom of the ninth inning, we always talk so many times about how leadoff walks can come back to hurt you. In this case, it was a leadoff walk to Levon Soto, the fifth time that he got on base tonight, the fourth walk. The Shuckers intentionally walk Logan Ohapi with one out, which certainly is the right decision, but unfortunately that does put the winning run in scoring position. And then Sonny DeShera, who doubled in a run in the first, singled in the third, walked in the fifth and the seventh, singles out into right field, scores Soto. The Trash Pandas walk this one off by a final score of 5-4. Well, when we come back, we'll take a look at scores from around the rest of the Southern League, as well as scores from around the Brewers affiliated system, and we'll get you set for tomorrow night's action. All of that as the postgame show rolls along next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today, or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Welcome back to Toyota Field. Shuckers fall in a walk-off tonight to the Rocket City Trash Pandas in their series opener by a final score of 5-4. But there's certainly other action in the Southern League tonight, and to take you through it, let's go ahead and send you over to Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Gary. Two games finished. One is still underway. Let's start with the two completed games first in Montgomery as they're setting or hosting the Birmingham Barons. 8-0 shutout win for the Biscuits.
Wow.
Sure enough, Sean Hundley does qualify for the win. He goes six innings today. Allows just three hits and strikes out another
Huntley only threw 56 pitches as well. Through those six innings, Josh Robertson, Justin Sterner, and Andrew Gross will complete the shutout there in Montgomery. Barrientzell to just four hits today, and they came from the 9-1-2-3 hitters. So Oscar Colas having one of those. Adam Hackenberg, the catcher out of Clemson as well. So tough night offensively for the Barons. But the runs coming. Oslavis Basabe keeps the streak rolling. Basabe coming in with the longest active streak in the Southern League right now. He came in with a 14-game hitting streak, now at 15. So Basabe keeps rolling. Kyle Manzardo hits his fourth home run. Greg Jones' eighth home run. Just runs coming from all over that biscuits lineup again. They win 8-0. In Chattanooga, a heartbreaker today for them. They fall 9-8, come up just short. They fell behind a lot early. Two in the first for Pensacola. Three in the fourth, three in the fifth. So it's 8-0, 9-0 at one point. Lookout scored the last eight runs of the ballgame. Three starting in the sixth, one in the seventh, and four in the ninth inning. Ellie De La Cruz, an RBI double to bring him closer. A base load to walk. James Free capped it off. So they had men in scoring position. Bases loaded, two outs, and Brian Ray grounds out to Kobe Fletcher Vance at third. Jeffrey Young clings on. He got the last out, walked the run in, but gets the last out. So Young able to get the Blue Wahoos out of trouble. That is just yikes. They almost blew that game. They're up 9-0 going into the bottom of the sixth inning.
Yeah, that's wild. I mean, you saw the momentum starting, but I did not see it going that way. So that is, you know what that is? That is trouble for the Wahoos as they will head into the playoffs. That's what that is.
That is. And then just the final game today is two playoff hopeful teams. The Smokies, though, they are on top of the Embraers. Good news for them because obviously Rocket City winning coming in today. Smokies were three games out from first place. They're heading to the top of the ninth inning at Trustmark Park. Smokies had a three-run top of the eighth inning. Nelson Maldonado RBI single and then a two RBI single from Bryce Windham. So the Embraers coming into today, they were 4.5 back from the Biscuits, so they really need to come back and win that. Embraers held just three hits today.
Thank you so much, Thomas. Appreciate it. Yeah, that was their two runs scored on those two walks.
Yeah.
That was it. All right. As for the Brewers affiliated system, can't give you an option today. We're going to start low because, unfortunately, not a whole lot to write about for low A Carolina today. They lose to Columbia 9-0 tonight at Five County Stadium, and they were held to just three hits in the contest. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers starting a series on the road against the Peoria Chiefs. Wisconsin gets a 4-1 win. Jackson Churio might be the real deal. At American Family Field yesterday to just take things in on the Timber Rattlers off day. And today he goes 1-for-5, but that one was a three-run homer. So it ends up being the difference in the ballgame. It was his sixth at high A this year for Churio. Also, RBI in the contest driven in by Arbert Sipion, who goes 2-for-4 today with a home run. So he had a solo shot. And then not an RBI here, but Jefferson Quero, 2-for-4 with a triple in the ballgame. And former Biloxi Shucker Taylor Floyd, I was looking at the box score and saw Jordan in there. Former Biloxi Shucker Taylor Floyd, three scoreless innings, one hit, one walk, and six strikeouts to get the win tonight. And James Meeker gets his 13th save. So that is encouraging to see. And last on the minor league scoreboard tonight, the Nashville Sounds, 5-3 winners over Memphis tonight. Memphis scored three runs in the top of the fourth inning to take a 3-0 lead. But Nashville gets one back in the fifth as Sal Frelick hit into a double play, but that scored Andrew Monasterio. Mario Feliciano then hit a home run to tie the game. And then it was a solo home run that made it 3-2. And then John Singleton with a three-run homer to score.
Bryce Turan.
And Sal Frelick as Nashville downs Memphis by a final score of 5-3. Ultimately, in this one, it was Luis Perdomo getting the win as he goes to scoreless innings. And then Jake Cousins gets his first save at AAA this year. As for the big league crew, right now they are unfortunately trailing Pittsburgh 3-2. The Brewers have gone in front 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning thanks to a two-run homer by Colton Wong. But then the Pirates tie the game up in the top of the seventh inning as they got a home run from Michael Chavis. And then this one's tough. Brad Boxberger came in the eighth and walked in the go-ahead run to make it 3-2. Brewers have just gone in order in the bottom of the eighth inning, so they are going to have to look for some ninth inning magic tonight as they continue their series against Pittsburgh. All right, final numbers from our game tonight. For Biloxi, 4 runs on 8 hits. They committed 1 error and left 2 men on base. For Rocket City, 5 runs on 8 hits. They committed 1 error. They left 11 men on base. Winning pitcher is Sean McLaughlin. He improves to 4-4 on the year. Harold Chirino takes the loss. He drops to 3-3. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 42 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,622 on an 82-degree, partly cloudy night here in Madison. With the win, the Trash Pandas are now 71-50 on the year. They're 30-22 in the Southern League second half. With the loss, the Shuckers dropped to 57-61 on the year. They're now 23-28 in the Southern League second half. And by virtue of their loss today, they now drop 9.5 back of the Montgomery Biscuits. Next up, it's another 6:35 p.m. first pitch tomorrow night. The Shuckers will send the right-hander Carlos Luna to the mound, 4-4 with a 4.90. He'll be opposed by the left-hander Kai Bush, 7-2 with a 3.07 ERA. First pitch comes your way at 6:35, so we're on the air for you at 6:20 tomorrow night from right here at Rocket City. Well, a big thanks to Thomas Zinzarella for all of his hard work tonight, play-by-play, color commentator, broadcast coordinator, as well as social media. Thomas, thank you, as always, for all of your hard work.
Well, thank you, Garrett.
But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Tuesday night. Whether you listen for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the whole game, we're thrilled you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your evening. So for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Garrett Green, saying so long from here at Toyota Field. Your final score, the Rocket City Trash Pandas 5, the Biloxi Shuckers 4. Back at it again tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m., Until then, good night from Madison, Alabama.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, the